Sands, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's left channel.
Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Senators on the left of him, senators on the right, and General John Abizade caught in the middle. The Armed Services Committee hearing today on the left, Michigan Democrat Carl Levin.
The American people do not want our valiant troops to get caught in a crossfire between Iraqis.
On the right, Arizona Republican John McCain.
I'm, of course, disappointed that basically you're advocating the status quo here today, which I think the American people in the last election said that is not an acceptable condition.
General Abizade said, no, he's not talking status quo.
I am saying we must significantly increase our ability to help the Iraqi army by putting more American troops with Iraqi units in military transition teams.
And no, they didn't get anything settled today, but they got the general's report. Testimony in the trial of some soldiers in the rape and killing of an Iraqi girl and her family. One soldier pled guilty and is testifying against the others.
Specialist James Barker testified the 101st Airborne soldiers got, quote, buzzed on whiskey the Iraqi army had given them. He described storming into a house, taking part in the gang rape of a 14-year-old girl, before another soldier picked up the family's AK-47 and shot her in the head. Barker testified he heard gunshots from an adjoining room as he raped the girl, as another soldier gunned down her family.
CBS's Jim Crisula at the court-martial, Fort Campbell, Kentucky. In tornado country, you can be this way about it.
I was carrying on a conversation with one of the kindergarten teachers, and she just leaned in and said, Mr. Kemp, the tornado is here, and I leaned back and said, yes, I think you're right.
Not just Alabama, either. Heavy weather in Florida and in Georgia. Thousands of people are without power in the region. That storm killed one person in Louisiana. President Bush has arrived in Singapore. It's an eight-day trip to talk economic and other issues with Asia-Pacific trading partners.
Following the 20-hour flight, the president will take a brief break before a whirlwind day of meetings, tours, and ceremonies. He'll use the visit to this close U.S. trading partner and ally to set the tone for the trip that will also take him to Vietnam and Indonesia. Mr. Bush will emphasize cooperation on issues ranging from trade and health concerns to the war on terrorism. Also high on the agenda, North Korea. His nuclear intentions. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Singapore.
New study finds if you have clogged arteries, the paradox is the heavier you are, the more likely you'll survive.
What this Johns Hopkins University study calls an obesity paradox. The researcher at the American Heart Association meeting in Chicago says doctors seem more likely to give aggressive treatment to the obese patients, often an angioplasty operation, and doctors should be reminded, he says, that people of average weight may also need to have their arteries unclogged.
CBS's Dan Revive in Washington. On Wall Street, the Dow gained nearly 34 points to set yet another record, 12,251. The Nasdaq up about 12 points on the day. This is CBS News.
You, line dancing with space aliens. Leprechauns playing hopscotch. Hot guy in the cover of a romance novel braiding your hair. Hot guy in the cover of a romance novel braiding his own hair. Genghis Khan in underwear that reads Saturday, but it's Monday. Dreams. They can be strange and magical. But if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other. Approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical studies shows no potential for abuse or dependence. So you can get to sleep. And maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Luvox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you, or if your insomnia doesn't improve, take Rosarum right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosarum is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1. See our ad in Prevention Magazine or visit Rosarum.com.
Unicorns, mermaids, gargoyles, dragons.
The average domestic turkey is too dumb to come in out of the rain, but since most Thanksgiving dinners involve headless turkeys, it really hasn't been that big a problem.
The sound is the same, but Thanksgiving continues to evolve into something far more expansive than what Grandma was accustomed to. Sherry Rosenblatt with the National Turkey Federation says alternative cooking methods are gaining steam.
Some people will deep fry their turkey in some of the coldest places in the United States, along with grilling them. But the majority of us still do what Mom did and what Grandma did, and that's roast our turkeys for Thanksgiving.
Other choices gaining in popularity are natural and range-fed birds. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
This time of year in southwestern Siberia, the bears should be going into hibernation. But it has been warmer than usual, and the Russian bears have been roaming around scaring the locals. They're still eating like, well, like bears, storing fat for the winter that will come. You can bet on that part. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after 3 o'clock, welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can always join the conversation. There are lots of ways that you can do that. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. And you can call me, 349-1320-866-626-1320. And I want to remind you that tomorrow, live with us in studio, Frank McCourt, at 4 o'clock. He is a Pulitzer Prize winning writer. He wrote the book Angela's Ashes, a kind of memoir. He won a Pulitzer for that. It was his first book at the age of 66. And then he followed it up with another bestseller, Tiz, and now his, I think it's his third book. Is called Teacher Man. It's now out in paperback. He'll be speaking tomorrow night at the Crest Theater, part of the California Lecture Series, and he will be with us at 4 o'clock. And I think he's fascinating. Whenever I've heard him speak, I just think he has led an extremely interesting life. And one of the joys of collecting obits, which sounds, I know it sounds grisly, but it's not, is that you can see the arc of somebody's life, and usually the people who make the obituaries, not the paid ones, but the unpaid ones, are, have led very interesting lives, have led lives of a lot of twists and turns, and certainly that's true of Frank McCourt's life. So joining us tomorrow at 4 o'clock right here on AM 1320 on Enid Live. And, you know, talk to me about... we do some author interviews, and I don't get a lot of feedback from you. I'm assuming that you're listening to them, but I don't always hear from you on them, and we try to do them in the 4 o'clock hour, but I haven't gotten a lot of feedback from you on whether that works for you or not. I think it's not going to work for some people, and for a lot of people it's going to work for it, and I think probably there's going to be no ideal time, but we'd love to hear from you on that as well. And if you have some suggestions about guests you'd like to hear from, you're always welcome to share them. Chaz just shared this with me, an email, one of our listeners. He said, "Progressive talk radio is our most important tool. When I was told an Arizona station was in trouble, I sent a check. It was a better investment than the DNC." Well, we love hearing that. So, as many of you know, some of the blue-chip American corporations have blacklisted Air America. They are advertising nationally, but they want their ads blocked on the Air America stations. We really don't know why that is, because I think that the people who are listening to our radio station, AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, are a pretty smart group of people. They're smart. They're often quite well educated, often quite doing quite well financially. You know, not everybody, but I think whether you have an advanced degree or you don't, I think if you're attracted to Enid Live, if you're attracted to AM 1320, quite likely you're smarter. I think you wouldn't appreciate what we have to offer. So what you can do, your homework assignment, and I ask you to do it every day, so it has become wallpaper, I know, but your homework assignment is to tell 3 to 5 people every single day that we are here. Let them know that they can listen to Enid Live 3 to 7 Mondays through Fridays, that they can also catch the Morning Retort 5:30 to 9 with Scott and Sims. They can listen to Al Franken and Randy Rhodes and RFK Jr. on the weekends and Mike Papantonio and lots of really wonderful commentators and observers about politics and about life right now as we are trying to live it. Well, as we're trying to live it in Sacramento, I've got a complaint that I want to register here. I'm looking at the Bee this morning, and they have unveiled their airport design, the new airport design, the $1 billion, well, not the B has unveiled. The B has unveiled the Sacramento's new airport design. It's a $1 billion glass-enclosed terminal accompanied by a nearby hotel and a tram. Work is due to begin in 2008. Well, when you look at the larger picture, it's not so bad, but when they do a close-up, it looks kind of cheesy, to tell you the truth. It doesn't look interesting. It doesn't look architecturally distinctive in any way. So Sacramento International Airport officials this week unveiled new drawings of their ambitious $1 billion terminal, revealing a glass-encased, airy, three-story structure with plenty of elbow room. The new terminal will be backed by an even taller hotel overlooking the airfield. To board planes, flyers will take an automated tram for a 45-second ride to a new standalone concourse a few hundred feet to the north. The spacious new facility will replace the airport's old and undersized terminals B1 and B2. Construction is expected to begin in early 2008, with the opening targeted for early 2011. So I'm looking at this story, and then I'm seeing where the Maloofs are requesting that the NBA take the lead in arena talks. So what we have here is a situation where the Maloofs are coming right back at it again for the a new arena. They haven't even let this whole thing die. So here they are trying to build a brand new arena. And they don't want, you know, we've just soundly trounced this thing. They want the NBA to take the lead in arena talks. And my guess is that they probably will put more thought into the architecture of the arena than they are going to put into the brand new airport. Maybe not. I think both of them, I think the arena will be architecturally uninteresting. But don't you think this is a real opportunity for Sacramento? How often do you redesign your airport? How often do you do that? Well, here is Sacramento. You know, we're doing it once in a million years. And if you're going to do it, don't you think you try to make some sort of a statement or make it really architecturally interesting as well as a functional airport? I mean, have you ever flown into O'Hare in Chicago? It's a very interesting airport architecturally. And you know what is an interesting airport, too? And it was very controversial. And that is Denver International Airport. It was extremely controversial. The carousels didn't work immediately. The baggage carousels were a real problem. You have got here an opportunity to design something that says, you know, here's the arguments. I'm not saying it very well, but the arguments for building an arena is somehow that was going to make Sacramento a world-class city. Well, I think that's really dopey. I don't think that that's what makes you a world-class city. But I think that good architecture helps to put you on the map. And if you're looking around Sacramento, you tell me, where is there some good architecture in Sacramento? Tell me what buildings you think are wonderful, besides the state capitol, which is really lovely. And when they made the decision, I don't know, 30 or 40 years ago, not to tear it down and put up some flat-roofed office building, but to gut it and to resurrect it and to really make it work in the modern, you know, in what it has to do in a modern way, but still to retain the beauty of the last century or the century before, that was an excellent decision and architecturally a very good decision, I think. But if you lived in a place like Chicago, which has been called the best architectural city in America, a lot of people just make tours to Chicago to look at the architecture. Chicago was the home of the first skyscraper, I think, around the turn of the century. And, of course, you have all these really tall buildings in Chicago. You have the John Hancock Building, and you've got the Sears Tower. And you have a lot of really interesting, distinctive architecture. You have very fine architects who have signature buildings in Chicago. You have Mies van der Rohe, who's well associated with Chicago. You certainly have Frank Lloyd Wright, who has many homes and buildings around Chicago, but also in Chicago. The Roby House, I think, right near the University of Chicago. So you have really distinctive architecture. So let me ask you this question. I'm thinking of when I'm asking the question of myself is, the Capitol. What's the most, you know, where is there really good architecture in Sacramento? Every once in a while I see an office building that I can see was designed by an architect and has some lines, usually, you know, very minimal kinds of lines. Usually looks like it's maybe from the 60s or so, maybe from the 70s. But where is there really stunning architecture? Maybe downtown a little bit? I don't know. Tell me, where is it? And here you have the possibility with a brand new airport on the drawing board to do something that is functional and stunning at the same time. Now, maybe these aren't the best pictures in the world, but it looks pretty uninteresting from what I can see. And they're going to ask for public input. They're going to solicit reaction. They're soliciting reaction to these designs 2 to 4 p.m., and the second meeting is at 5 to 7 p.m., and I don't know if they're going to take any of this very seriously. But two separate meetings, 2 to 4 p.m. and 5 to 7, where the County Administration Center, 700 H Street, room 1450 in Sacramento. Tell them what you think, and what do you think? Did you see this? I don't know. It looks really ordinary. And the Sacramento airport, when you fly into it, looks less than ordinary. It looks depressing. You know, Newark is better than the Sacramento airport, and Newark is kind of a pit. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And here are the Maloofs, which we think if the Bee wants to do some investigative reporting, why don't they start with the Maloofs? We'd like to know how to get as rich as they are. After a series of failed attempts to build a new arena in Sacramento, which I think will also be architecturally undistinguished, the owners of the Kings have asked the NBA to take charge of any future negotiations. According to league officials, the Maloofs met with NBA Commissioner David Stern, and they requested that the NBA assume the lead on the best way for a public-private partnership to develop a new arena for Sacramento. The latest bid to build a new arena in the downtown rail yard with the sales tax increase was trounced by the voters. So they're going to keep coming back and coming back and coming back to build a new arena. Now, I think we need to be on guard, because whatever is going to be satisfactory to the Maloofs is not going to be good for the rest of Sacramento. So I hope people begin to see that. And I don't know if more thought or less thought will go into the design of the arena. I'll bet more thought, because they're going to try to squeeze every single penny that they possibly can out of the arena. They're going to make it like surrounded by a moat so that you can't go to any restaurants and have a pedestrian-friendly experience except if you walk into their arena, spend $50 million for a hot dog and to park your car and everything else that they can squeeze out of you, because what they want is what is good for them and what will bring them the maximum amount of revenue. And they think that they can squeeze us in Sacramento, and they think they can float the idea that if you're a world-class city, you have an arena, a new arena. But I think if you want to get en route to becoming a world-class city, then I think what you need to do is you need to start looking at the architecture. And some of the architecture here is not so perky. If you can think of some good examples of excellent architecture, particularly in the public buildings or downtown buildings or larger buildings, I'd like to hear from you. Besides the Capitol, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And if you were just thinking about maybe giving your reaction at one of these workshops on the airport expansion, do it. Tell them what you think of this ridiculous. This doesn't look very good. It looks really boring. 3-4. This is 2 to 4 is one meeting, and 5 to 7 is the other. The County Administration Center, 700 H Street, room 1450. I hope architects are going to show up in mass and say, this is kind of homely. This is kind of ordinary looking. It doesn't look soaring. It doesn't look interesting. Maybe these are not very good renditions. But you know what? Usually the drawings make it look far more wonderful, I think, than the reality, because these are the drawings that are used to kind of sell you and to make you believe that this is going to be a really good project. You want to be a world-class city? Start with having some really fantastic architecture. Put a premium on it. Make it important. I don't see too much of it in Sacramento. And you know what else? You want to be a world-class city? Pick up the trash, so that when you do build something that's worth noticing, it's not going to be in the middle of a trash pit. Pick it up along the streets. Pick it up along Watt as you're coming into near Fulton or Marconi. There's a whole row of trash there. That's what's going on. So that's what makes you world-class. Catherine, calling from Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid.
I'm very concerned about the image that Sacramento has. I'm trying to get my friends to move here, and I don't know why people feel the way they do about Sacramento, and I really mean that. It really comes.
Well, what's the image that you're getting?
I love it. I just, I mean,
we all love it, and we want it to. We all want it to look as gorgeous on the outside as we feel about it on the inside. So, if you have the chance to build a new airport, why don't you make it magnificent?
Yeah. Well,
beauty does it, but does beauty, does great design cost extra? And great design really gives you extra.
Yes. Although I have to say that I do really like the airport that we have. I guess they
you
have
do? Why? Oh, it's so pathetic. That airport is tragic. Unless I've been in the wrong terminal. You get off of that airport and you think you think you're in a third world country.
Really? Well, I have to be honest with you. I pick somebody up often.
Oh. Well,
I don't fly.
Well, you go into the airport and you go into the terminal, it's another experience entirely.
Yeah.
All right, Catherine. Well, I thank you for the call. 349-1320 Ken in Citrus Heights. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Enid. I agree with you wholeheartedly about Sacramento and its artistic aesthetics and architecture. I've traveled all over the world, and like you said, when you come into Sacramento, I left Charles de Gaulle, flew from there, you know, here, and it's like going through the Hyatt.
Well, you know, here's the story. Many of us love Sacramento. There's much to recommend Sacramento. It's a wonderful place. And what I think is that the outside ought to match the inside. In other words, for those of us who think a lot of Sacramento and love it, I think that when you have the opportunity to build something as important as an airport, and you don't have that opportunity very often, make the most of it. Use terrific design. Use good architects. Make it really interesting. Because in that way, you really make yourself a magnet. It becomes something. You know, think of this, the Sydney Opera House. Mm-hmm. Think of the John Gehry Design Museum Guggenheim in Barcelona, Spain. Think of all those things that have become magnets for people to come and look at them. And you have an opportunity here. I don't know what the money situation is. I know all municipalities are always strapped for money. But if you're going to do an airport, a new airport, or redesign the existing airport, new terminal, make it magnificent. Make it as soaring as your ambitions for Sacramento.
I agree. It's the first thing people that come from somewhere else, that's the first thing they see. They may just be stopping here and not getting off the plane in the airport. And if they just fly in, they see the airport that we have now, you know, it's not that noticeable. And if we had something, as you said, with an artistic appeal to it, I think that could even bring more people here.
Well, I think it becomes a magnet. It starts to set the tone for a place, and good architecture will bring in more good architecture. So when there's another project, sometimes they start competing with each other. It's kind of what happened in Chicago. So you begin to be a place where, and then when you appreciate good architecture, what does that do? It brings in more of an arts community. The thing that a lot of people are bitching about with Sacramento, that there's not enough of an arts community, I think it brings in people who appreciate living in that kind of a community. It brings in the practitioners who can make a living in that kind of a community. It adds beauty, and I'll tell you something, beauty adds immensely to any equation in a way that you cannot... you can't particularly quantify, but it is a palpable addition to the equation. So here we have a chance, and I haven't heard very much discussion about this, but I picked up the paper and I look at this, and these renderings are usually meant to be more inspiring, actually, than when the thing gets built. And this looks completely, maybe it's my eye is off, but this looks so completely uninspired and uninspiring when you could really do something magnificent. You come into Denver, you see that Scheherazade, those tent tops that greet you in the middle of nowhere, and it's terrific. It's really, and they had a lot of problems with that airport. All right, Ken, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. But instead, we want to tax ourselves out of our minds for this dopey arena, thinking that that's going to make us a world-class city. Doesn't make us a world-class city. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Well, we do have some traffic going on southbound 99. A little slow over there. I don't see any accidents happening at the moment. Northbound Cap City Freeway just past Marconi. Two-car crash slowing things down. And it looks like we might have I-5 at J Street. Northbound Cap City Freeway just north of E Street. And eastbound I-80 at Norwood Avenue. Now, southbound 99 at Calvine and Grantline, there is 2- and 3-car crash there as well. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Protecting your right to choose the left.
One of the most important things in your life.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Party, special occasion, business luncheon, or just for the holidays. Want a great idea that's healthy? Edible arrangements. Fruit arrangements that look so good to eat because you can. Edible arrangements. Fresh, delicious, and wonderfully unforgettable. Edible arrangements. Call today, 784-6639. That's 784-6639.
We wanted to find out exactly what you don't like about buying a car from a dealership. So we set up a megaphone near a busy intersection, and here's what you said.
Would you just listen? I said I'm just looking.
You want us to listen? Point taken. Here at the Future Automotive Group, we'll help you find a new car that suits you and your life. And that's why we keep winning customer service awards year after year. In the Roseville Auto Mall, Eureka Road and I-80, and Future Port of Sacramento, I-80 and Madison.
Is your kitchen the heart of your home where everyone gathers for the holidays? Why not redecorate by replacing your unattractive cabinets with beautiful, new, functional cabinets? Luna's Cabinet Sales will replace your old cabinets with the cabinets you dreamed of in just 3 to 4 weeks. You'll have a beautiful new kitchen gathering place just in time for the holidays.
Visit Sacramento's largest cabinet showroom and choose from over 500 styles. Luna's Cabinet Sales design team will turn your kitchen dream into reality.
Luna's Cabinet Sales beats big box store prices and doesn't compromise on personal service.
For a limited time, get a free stainless steel dishwasher with your purchase of new kitchen cabinets. Now that's got to put you in the holiday spirit.
Treat yourself this holiday season with your brand new dream kitchen of new cabinets from Loomis Cabinet Sales and a free stainless steel dishwasher. Some restrictions apply. Call Loomis Cabinet Sales at 916-638-5655 for your free consultation or look them up at loomiscabinetsales.com.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
.326 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You know, there has been a lot of talk about what it takes to make Sacramento a really world-class city, and it all centered around, it seemed to me, the building of the arena, which got trounced, the building of a new arena, which got trounced, that somehow if we have a new arena, we are so world-class, we can hardly breathe. Well, you know, and the Sacramento Bee is reporting that the Maloofs are requesting that the NBA take a lead in arena talks. So they haven't given up. They're just going to keep at us again for another arena, wear us down, you know, another sales tax increase, whatever it takes. And it'll probably be some ugly structure. And then I pick up the paper and I see that there's a new design unveiled for the airport. This is a new ambitious $1 billion terminal that doesn't look very ambitious when you look at it. I mean, maybe it's ambitious, I don't know. But architecturally, it looks kind of dull to me. It looks kind of boring. If you want to be a world-class city, make architecture a priority. It doesn't cost more. Good design more than pays for itself because it's a well-designed facility, because it's magnificent, and because that extra bonus of being magnificent attracts people to you, and really that sets the stage for being a world-class city. What do you think about that? And if I were to ask you, where is there fantastic architecture in Sacramento, what would you say to me? I don't even know if there's all that much terrific architecture in the Bay Area. Oh, here and there. You find it in places where you don't have so much natural beauty. That's what I came to. That there's so much natural beauty in the Bay Area, it's like architecture can almost has almost expired trying to compete with it. Where in places like Chicago, where it's prairie, it's flat, it's not, you don't have this the same kind of natural beauty. That's the place where incredible architecture has arisen from the prairie of all things. Can you imagine that? 349-1320, 866, 620-6-1320. Claudia, it's Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, I just wanted to call and tell you I couldn't agree more. You hit the nail on the head. Great design breeds great design. Once you build it, it draws the great architects to build even better stuff.
That's right, and it also attracts a certain kind of person who appreciates living in that environment.
Absolutely. I spent a lot of time in Chicago in college and came to California, and that was one thing that hit me is, where is the great architecture? And I think a lot of people in Sacramento are very talented. I think Terminal A actually is a great improvement over Terminal V, the new terminal. However, the sky's the limit. I think first impressions are absolutely important. And if you're flying in here, you've never been to Sacramento before, and come to a great structure like the Chicago airport.
That's right. O'Hare is really...
Where am I? And it just... preempts everything else you're going to see and do in that city.
See, and what Chicago has done is not to say, you know, we will save our best architecture for our grandest buildings, for the rich apartment buildings, for the rich office buildings. It has said, we will use fantastic architecture for the utilitarian things that we require, for the bus shelters, for the L stops, for the airport. That's what we are going to use good architecture to create. And I'm going to tell you something. If you have that in Sacramento, you have telegraphed to the world that this is not provincial. You know, Arnold was just quoted, Schwartzy was just quoted in a magazine article saying before he got to Sacramento, it was death. Nancy Reagan said she could never get a good haircut in Sacramento. So everybody wants to think of Sacramento as the provinces, and it's not the provinces. You have this whole expansion, this whole corridor, the Bay Area corridor, expanding, 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 and we can be part of that really vibrant conversation that goes on, and I don't see it happening here. I see that, you know, they do the cheapest thing, or they do the thing that they think will make them the most money, but it's not Sacramento is not architecturally brave. That's what I want to say. We're the hit-and-run capital of the world, but not in terms of architecture, or of California, but not in terms of architecture. Or maybe we are. Maybe we're also the hit-and-run capital of architecture, too. Claudia, I thank you for the call. And, you know, I want to say something else. In our facility here, at AM 1320, you can see when you walk in that a great amount of thought has gone into the design of this interior. And it makes a huge difference in your work environment. When it's well designed, there's a playful aspect to it. There's a functional aspect to it. It was done, I think, about 9, 10, or 11 years ago. I don't know quite how, maybe 9 or 10 years ago. It has held up beautifully, and it sets a certain tone when you walk in. And it has an effect on you when you walk in. When you have to work in a place that's a pit, it has an effect on you. When you live in a city that can't pick up its own trash, what does that say about, I don't care how many arenas you build, what does that say really say about Sacramento? Gary in North Islands, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Gary.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I just wanted to call. I just got a letter from the VA telling me 10 items that's in this new budget cut to the Defense Department, the money they want to remove, and all 10 of them affect veterans and people that's been in World War II, World War I.
Well, what does this have? But we're talking, Gary, we're talking about architecture. Does this have anything to do with architecture?
No.
Okay, no. All right. Then save it for a time when we're talking about veterans. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What we're talking about is what will it take to make Sacramento a world-class city? Will it take just an arena? Is that what's going to do it? Because that's what the Maloofs and the City Fathers want you to believe. But when they have the opportunity here to design a really incredible airport, I don't see it happening. I don't know who the architects here are on this airport. I don't even know if they're named. They're apparently quite a, airport officials, along with lead consultant Corgan Associates, Inc., and others will hold two public workshops. That is today, to solicit reaction to the designs. You tell them this isn't good enough. Tell them they got to go back to the drawing board. Tell them this is a real opportunity to make Sacramento, for Sacramento to make a statement that it isn't provincial, that it's the gateway to a whole kind of experience that is unique, that it brings together, that you are entering the capital of the sixth largest economy in the world, that it's a place where a lot of power and politics and, I don't know, all kinds of other things happen. You fill in the blanks. Because a lot of stuff is starting to come together in Sacramento. Richard Florida wrote a book, and I think he teaches at Princeton or one of those schools. He wrote a book called The Rise of the Creative Class. And what he has said is, if you create cities, and a lot of cities, Denver is one of them, I think the mayors, mayor of Denver, mayor of Memphis, those mayors are very interested in Richard Florida's model. If you create interesting cities with a lot of arts and things like that, you will attract interesting people, and having that interesting, smart crowd will attract the kind of employers that need to hire those kinds of people. So that's his thinking. Terry in Sacramento, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Welcome.
Did you vote on the airport design when they came out with three designs a year or two ago?
No, I wasn't here. I had gone. I've been here. I left, and I'm back again.
Yeah. You know, they had a whole public forum, and they had it online, and they showed all three designs that they were looking at, and they asked for public opinion, and they got a pretty small response. But, you know, here's the thing. They really can't back up and go back.
Well, they wanted to give you three kind of mediocre choices. Was that the story?
Well, they had three different choices on the plan, and they were all very, very different. And the public was invited to, you know, bring some input to the table on it, and there wasn't a lot of input. But the problem is it takes years and years and years to get this stuff off the ground, and it has to be funded by the FAA. And the FAA will give you funding for a certain time period, and if you don't do the work in that time period, your funding goes away. So they've got a clock ticking now that they have to get that project done, and to go back and redesign it at this point is absolutely impossible.
Well, that's really too bad, because they've missed an opportunity. That's really too bad. I'm so sorry to hear it, because this looks really mediocre to me, what I'm looking at in the paper. And
yeah,
I'm assuming that these are...
It's not a very good depiction of what...
How do you know so much about it? Are you involved in the... Are you involved,
yes.
Terry, in this project?
Yes.
In what capacity are you involved?
I'd rather not say it.
We're going to rat you out here.
Yeah, really. You know, the bottom line is, I mean, this has been coming for years and years and years and years, and the funding is there, and they have to get this thing going. And the thing is, too, there is so much traffic from the Bay Area that's coming to use the airport now. A couple years ago, they were short parking lots. We built new parking lots. That year, they were full at Thanksgiving and Christmas. We're overloaded with people, and if we don't come up to par, if we don't build more, we're not going to be able to accommodate the public. And so that new parking structure has to go up in order to accommodate all the people that want to fly over the holidays.
Well, you know, I'm so sorry that you feel like it's a point of no return in terms of redesigning it. Here is an opportunity, and if that's the case, it's really a missed opportunity. It looks to me mediocre. And usually these architectural renderings are so, you know, they make it look grander than it is. And this, even in the rendering, doesn't look too grand. It looks kind of
right.
It looks kind of annoyingly mediocre, huh?
It's hard to say how the end product will come out. And there are things at the airport that, you know, I look at and say, "Oh my goodness, who thought that up?" But there's also
go to Europe. Look at some of this.
I'm there every day, and I hear people say, "Oh, this looks great," and that looks
yeah.
Great.
But go to Europe. Go to the airports around the world. It's a great way to do junkets and see what some of this fantastic architecture. Where you see it in these marvelous airports in large cities, usually large cities, but some not always. So I'm sorry that it's so missed an opportunity, Terry.
Well, I can understand.
If you can put the fix in.
Had a chance to do a lot of input.
The public didn't know. Who told the public anything about it? What did they see?
It was on the news.
Maybe they saw a couple of pieces in the B. But there was no Enid Live to fire them up and get their behinds over to a meeting and pound into them the idea that excellent design can really transform your life and can transform your environment.
You're
can transform
right.
The whole region, really. You have something like a Sydney Opera House here or the Frank Gehry designed Museum of Rock and Roll or the Frank Gehry designed Guggenheim. I'm in not Barcelona, Bilbao. I had that wrong. Bilbao, Spain. And you suddenly have created a tourist mecca, and you have suddenly put yourself on the map, and you have suddenly said,
"You're right."
With one signature building, you have said, "You know what, guys and ladies and gentlemen, we are sophisticated. We are in the big leagues. We are forced to be reckoned with. And guess what? We're not in Kansas anymore." So, Terry, I thank you very much for the call. Thanks for giving us some perspective on it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, you'd be happy. The next couple of days, we really are not going to see any rain. Maybe some sprinkles. tonight and tomorrow, but otherwise, it's looking pretty nice out there. Jackson Road at Hedge Avenue, we have a vehicle in the roadway. Southbound 99, Fruit Ridge Road, Calvine Road, Grantline Road, and Elk Grove Boulevard, we have 2 and 3 car crashes there. Northbound Cap City Freeway, just north of East Street, we have a 2 car crash in eastbound I-80 at Norwood. It looks like we have a car crash over there. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Dialing for democracy. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
If people aren't getting it done in Washington, we've got to do it.
It's patriotic to get off oil. It just simply is.
Yeah, you just can't let that fight go by.
That's right. There's some amazing people out there, the Oshinskys you mentioned, and people that are saying, you know what, I'm going to get on biodiesel or whatever else. People can do it. They just have to motivate.
Chris Payne, director of Who Killed the Electric Car, we appreciate your time this morning, and we appreciate the hell out of the movie.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel action calendar. Sacramento's Media Edge presents a film screening of Shadow Company on Tuesday, November 21st at the Crest Theater at 7:30 p.m. In the late 20th century, the distinction between soldier and mercenary became blurred. The recent use of private military companies in Iraq has been more extensive than at any time in modern history. Shadow Company is a groundbreaking full-length documentary that explores the moral and ethical issues private military solutions create and addresses the risks of allowing profit-motivated corporations into the business of war. See Shadow Company Tuesday, November 21st at 7:30 p.m. at Sacramento's Crest Theater. Admission is $5. The screening benefits local alternative media, including Media Edge. More information is at wethemedia.tv or on the events page at 1320leftchannel.com.
Hello, AT&T Customer Care Center.
When it comes to cable, it pays to ask questions.
Actually, over 9 years, cable TV prices went up an average of 86% nationwide. Yes, sir, 86%. I know, that's not a good thing.
In fact, when it comes to getting all your services, including wireless, on one bill, cable just doesn't cut it.
Well, unfortunately, if you want to group your home phone, your wireless, high-speed internet, and your digital TV together on one bill, that is something that cable just doesn't offer. But AT&T lets you group all four services together, so you can then pay just one easy bill, and you end up saving time and money.
That's why AT&T is a name you can trust. With great prices and reliable phone service, you can depend on the new AT&T.
In fact, every 11 seconds, a customer comes back to the new AT&T after trying someone else. There's never been a better time to come back.
Call 1-800-PICK-ATT or visit att.com. The new AT&T. Your world delivered.
Based on customers returning to AT&T phone service from other service providers.
Hello. Did you know that bottle or newspaper you toss in the recycle bin could be your kitchen countertop tomorrow? You don't have to wait until tomorrow to find eco-friendly choices for countertops, flooring, and paint. You can find them today at Green Sacramento, Fulton at Alta Arden. Looking for something unique instead of the ever-present granite slab? Imagine glass pebbles embedded in composite materials creating a collage of color and texture. Unique and exquisite and only at Green Sacramento, Fulton at Alta Arden. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Wonderful to have the warmth of hardwood floors without the negative impact on our forests? You can today only at Green Sacramento, Fulton at Alta Arden. Install eco-friendly hardwood floors today just in time for the holidays. And would you like to paint a room without the toxic smell or take home a large wall paint swatch to make color choice easy? You can today at Green Sacramento, Fulton at Alta Arden. Come explore the many options and vast selection of unique materials to remodel or upgrade your home. Unique, practical, creative, and eco-friendly. Green Sacramento, Fulton at Alta Arden. Or on the web at greensacramento.com.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. And can you feel it in the air? Can you feel the holiday feeling in the air, like where it's almost Thanksgiving, even though it isn't quite yet Thanksgiving, which means it's almost Christmas, even though we haven't even had Thanksgiving yet? Are you feeling that? I'm feeling that. Well, I don't know what I'm feeling, but I hate this airport design, and Terry called in, who seems to have some knowledge of it. She's involved, but she didn't want to rat herself out completely, and she says, you know, there's probably no turning back. If you want the money from the federal monies that will finance this airport terminal in Sacramento, then this is it, that there was some input process a year or two back, and this is what people decided on, except hardly anybody showed up. And there are a couple of meetings tonight. Go and let them know that you think this is ugly. This isn't just ugly. This is ugly. Sacramento misses an opportunity. You know, what did Bill Clinton say about Yasser Arafat? He said he never missed an opportunity to miss an opportunity. So this is Sacramento missing an opportunity, you know, just like Yasser Arafat. You could have a great design, airport design. How often do you get to build a terminal? How often do you get to do that? You could really do something fantastic and have some fantastic art. And I'll tell you what Denver does that I do not see in Sacramento. If you're going to build in Denver, you've got to set aside a certain amount of space and so on for public art, for a sculpture, for, I don't know what, a park, something like that. I forget what all the rules are. I'm not a builder or a developer, so I don't know. But you have to do that. So as a result, you have a lot of public art in a place like Denver. I don't see too much public art in Sacramento. You know what I see? I see trash bags along the side of the road. Maybe that is our statement here that we are making. What do you think? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. But everybody wants to build an arena. And believe me, I'll bet it's going to be so ugly. I'll bet it's not going to be interesting architecture. At least if they could if they could hire Frank Gehry to do the arena, I might be in favor of it, to tell you the truth. I think he's a fantastic architect. Yeah, well, the Museum of Rock and Roll in Seattle, that's his. Kevin in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Kevin.
How you doing?
Good, doing well.
Good. Hey, I wanted to get into where the money might come from for the different architecture.
Maybe it'll come from those $50 hot dogs that the Moose are trying to peddle. They could put, you know, an airport terminal and an NBA arena all at once.
That's right.
All right.
And I agree partly with you on the airport part. And I do want an arena in Sacramento, but not the way that they were going to do it. So that's where I stand. But before I make the point on the architect, I want you to know that everyone at my office voted me the person that you were most afraid to talk to during the election.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And
maybe you were just the most annoying person who called, Kevin.
You know, maybe. But they call it as whenever I made a point in against what you thought, you would always hang up or interrupt. But when I was in favor, which I was, with you would let me talk.
Well, here, let me say something about you, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
I think you are wonderful to continue to persist and call and listen. And I'm giving you high marks for that. And we're not always going to agree. And we might cuff each other around once in a while. But I'm delighted that you continue to listen and call.
No, I think you're one of the best. Actually,
well, thank you, Kevin.
One of the best.
Thank you.
But I'm going to call.
Uh-oh, but. I heard that but. Uh-oh.
Because there's always a but. That's right. You gave a but.
Well, I hope not. I'm trying to reduce the size of my butt. Yes?
Yeah, me too.
Yes, Kevin. We're going to have to call the butt fairy in for ministrations as we're getting close to Thanksgiving and wretched excess. Yes, Kevin. What was that butt preceding?
Well, back to the airport. Your two examples of what draws people to those cities are entertainment places. And I don't know anyone that goes to New York, Washington, Boston, Australia, China, San Francisco because of their airport. But I do know people that go to all of those cities because of their entertainment architectural centers.
Well, let me tell you, I see what you're saying, but it's a kind of a chicken and egg thing. When you are sophisticated and you care about design, I think your buildings will reflect it. And where did it start? Did it start with that New York was a world-class city, and then they also built, I think in the 50s, Eero Saarinen and people like that built, what was it, forget the wing, the terminal, but it's quite famous. I can't think of it. It's maybe even an airline that's not even in business anymore. But anyhow, so once, or in the case of a place like Denver, where you maybe don't think of it as you know, it becomes you start where you are. You know, New York was New York, and then when they had a chance to build a terminal, they did fantastic design in that new terminal in that year. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do, and I agree.
Uh-oh. I think you were you call us back, Kevin. I think you accidentally were cut off. Mike in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hi. How you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, you know, I got to tell you, Enid, that I love your show, and I often wonder, you know, like, why Sacramento has this reputation as such a cow town, and we end up with stuff like the arena deal and this absolutely hideous airport. And I can only say that I think the reason that we get stuck with stuff with that is because we are surrounded by hideous guys like Kevin, you know, that call in and got to express things that are absolutely off the cuff, you know, with no reason. We are surrounded by people like that. If you look at the demographics in this area,
all right,
that's
you know, somebody
surrounded by. Sacramento is not bad. Sacramento is actually pretty cool. It's the surrounding hillsides that just drown us.
Well, wait. We got to get into that because somebody called me to say that Whole Foods had second thoughts about coming to Sacramento because they didn't think there was enough, there wouldn't be enough traffic, or there wasn't high enough income customers or so to support Whole Foods, and you can hardly get into Whole Foods because it's always crowded with people. So apparently, it's been quite successful. So what are you saying to me, Mike? Are you saying...
I'm saying to you that the very morons that come down here to get any culture they'll ever have in their life are the ones that live up on the hillsides of this town, you know, and the only reason they're down here is to get any culture they'll ever have.
All right, so if you think this is so horrible, why are you living here?
Pardon me?
Why are you living here?
Because I love Sacramento, and Sacramento is not bad at all. Sacramento is a really cool place. It's just we're surrounded by Little Orange County up there on the hillsides that only come down here to get what they can't get up there. And they tell us at the same time, oh, well, we don't want them moving up here. You know, and we know what they mean by that is they don't want cultural diversity. They don't want anyone that isn't just like they are to live in their little manicured lawn.
Well, I have to say it's a new day for Sacramento because a lot of Bay Area people, there's a lot, you know, the commute now it seems to be shorter. They've shortened up some of the routes into the Bay Area. From the last time I lived here, I can see a difference. I can see the influence of the influx of people coming in from the Bay Area and from other places. So I don't know. I think it's a new moment, and I would love to see Sacramento seize it. Mike, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Beth in Citrus Heights. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Beth.
Oh, hi. I was on hold so long, I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, well, thank you for being so patient. Were you by any chance going to want to talk about the new airport?
Yes, that was it. Thank you.
Okay.
I'll
tell you what, I'm going to move. You move your lips, I'll do the talking. Oh, go ahead. Just kidding.
That happens. Okay. Anyway, I've been in airports all over the world, and it's not, for me, it's not usually the outside that I remember, because you don't really see much of the outside because you're going right to the bus or right to the car or whatever, but it's the interior, and some of them are memorable and some are not. I mean, Florence is a gorgeous city and has one of the most horrible little airports ever, but I think... I don't know what the inside of our new wing is going to look like, but what I do like with what we have is the interiors and the art that we have in there. I don't know if you've noticed it or mentioned it, but you said that we don't have.
I came in on Terminal B. I've seen airports where they really do art, and they do it very nicely in San Francisco. They do it very nicely in Denver and some other airports. I saw teacups when I came in, and they were kind of tragic.
Yeah.
The last time I flew in to Sacramento, it was teacups, and they were really pathetic teacups, too, and I thought, oh, my God. Teacups and D cups. What can I say,
oh,
Beth?
How about in the baggage area, the stacks of luggage art?
I missed that. I didn't see that, and it sounds kind of interesting. We're gonna have to.
It's really cool.
Okay, Beth, we're gonna have to leave it there. I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, thank you very much, Enid. We do have some slowdowns westbound 50 just east of Stockton Boulevard. That hit and run has caused some injuries and a two-car crash, stopping traffic down. Emergency vehicles are on scene. Southbound 99, I was hoping and praying that hump day would be a little better. However, from 12th Fruit Ridge Road, it looks like Florin Road, Calvine Road, Grantline Road, and Elk Grove Boulevard, we have crashes all along the way, so expect stopping actually right over there. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It is significant because it emphasizes democracy in action.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The incredible Folsom Lake Toyota used car tent event with 10 vehicles under $3,000, 17 vehicles under $4,000, and 20 vehicles under $5,000. But they're going fast. Hurry to Folsom Lake Toyota today. Highway 50 Folsom exit under the flag and online at folsomlaketoyota.com.
Here's Johnny. Homeowners, can't afford to sell your property because you don't have adequate equity to pay off your loan, commissions, and closing costs? We can help. We'll negotiate with your lender for them to pay all the costs of the sale and stamp your loan balance as settled. We call that a short sale. Listen Saturday morning, 9:30 a.m. on KCTC to the John Brooks Realty Show, where we will be discussing all aspects of the short sale. Can't wait? Call us today at 372-SAVE. That's 372-7283.
Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. 3:55 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. Oh, it's downhill now to the holidays. I don't think anybody's going to be serious now until after Thanksgiving. That's what I think. We're talking about architecture. We're talking about what it takes to make Sacramento a really world-class city. Now, here's what we're number one in. We are the number one city for hit and runs in the state of California. We are the hit and run capital of California. We are number seven in stolen cars. We are a major stop on the meth trail in California. Those are some of the things that we are also the capital of California. You know, there is nothing nicer, especially if you've lived in the Bay Area for any length of time, to come to Sacramento in the summer and on a summer's night sit somewhere near the Delta or drive around the Delta or have dinner on the river and have a glass of wine and catch fireflies, and it is just wonderful. I mean, I think Sacramento is just wonderful. So I would like to see not a dopey, ugly arena that's gonna, you know, it's gonna squeeze you for every penny you have just to walk in the door and to squeeze the whole population to support this ugly thing so that the Maloofs can become richer. I would like to see, if you're talking about a world-class city, let's see some world-class design. I'd like to see a better designed airport terminal than the one I saw in the paper today, the picture, which is, it just looks mediocre. It looks uninspiring and uninspired. Maybe that's not a good rendition of what it's ultimately going to look like, but it doesn't look interesting. And I think when you have good architecture, when you demand art, public art, and public open spaces, and when you really make that a priority, suddenly it begins to transform the thinking in town. It begins to transform the landscape. You feel different when you're around a place that is a terrific environment. Now, if you're in a pit, if you are in a pit, you don't feel great. And if you're in a soaring, wonderful, airy, transformative environment, you start thinking better thoughts. Your imagination might kick itself into gear. Who knows what's possible? So that's what I would like to see for Sacramento. So there's all this talk about a world-class city if you have an arena really misses the point. And start by picking up the trash. I can't believe it. I drive around, and I've been lately looking. I have not been a trash looker for her until
listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
A top general wants to stay the course in Iraq.
I believe that the troop levels need to stay where they are.
U.S. Airways offers $8 billion for Delta.
The hostile takeover faces big hurdles. The government has antitrust questions.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. A skeptical Congress today heard reassurances and a plea for more time in Iraq. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports.
As a major rethinking of the Iraq war is underway in Washington, the top general for the region told Congress things are bad but not hopeless.
I remain optimistic that we can stabilize Iraq.
General John Abizaid rejected a call from Democrats to start bringing troops home, saying the key is for the Iraqi government to control the militias. Senator Hillary Clinton said she's heard that before.
Nobody disagrees with that. The brutal fact is, it is not happening.
Abizaid also was hammered by those on the other side, like Republican Lindsey Graham, who say send in more force.
Why are we stuck on a troop level that's not working?
The CIA director told senators the U.S. is fighting terrorism in Iraq, but acknowledged most of the killing there is by religious militias jockeying for power. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
White House National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley says the Bush administration has been conducting a series of discreet reviews looking at barriers to success in Iraq. Now, with the Iraq Study Group about to issue its recommendations, Hadley says it's time to pull the reviews together, as he puts it, figuring out where we are in Iraq. CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula was at Fort Campbell, Kentucky today as one of the four soldiers charged in the rape of an Iraqi girl and the murders of her and her family pleaded guilty and agreed to testify against the others.
Specialist James Barker said he decided to go along with what he considered a, quote, crazy dumb idea because he came to hate Iraqis. Barker admitted the 14-year-old girl he raped and helped kill after another 101st Airborne soldier murdered her family were simply objects of his hatred. He told a military judge here at Fort Campbell, quote, Iraqis could smile at you and then stand there and shoot you.
Now this.
I'm back. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, you could win $1 million. And this year, I'm also coming to one lucky listener's home. Register at RicolaUSA.com for clues and official rules. And remember,
I could be a woman.
No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game runs October 9th to November 18th.
Does anyone have a
Ricola?
Office Depot for amazing deals this holiday season. This week only, Office Depot has 20% off all digital camera and printer bundles. Start your holiday shopping now with top brands and low prices on LCD and plasma flat screen TVs, camcorders, computers, and MP3 players like the new Zune. Office Depot has the latest technology for everyone on your list. Office Depot, taking care of business and the holidays. Available in-store only. Discount excludes clearance items. Quantities limited while supplies last.
This could be the start of airline consolidation. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr reports U.S. Airways is making a hostile takeover bid for bankrupt Delta.
Creditors left high and dry in Delta's bankruptcy have been offered $8 billion in cash and stock. It's a potentially lucrative deal. The critics say it stinks for travelers, who will find fewer cheap seats, fewer flights, and more crowded planes.
Delta says it's reviewing the offer, but still intends to emerge from bankruptcy as an independent company. Another banner day in the market. The Dow moved higher into record territory, gaining 38 points to close at 12,256. CBS News business reporter Alexis Christophorus followed the action.
You've got a lot of people jumping back into this market now because they want to take advantage of this year-end rally. You have some people who have been sitting on the sidelines and don't want to feel like they've been left out, so they're starting to put money back in.
If this was designed to shock, it succeeded. O.J. Simpson, in a new book and in a Fox TV interview, details the murders of his ex-wife Nicole and her friend Ron Goldman. More from CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
His book comes out this month titled If I Did It, and while it's written as just hypothetically how he would have murdered his ex-wife Nicole and her friend Ron Goldman, O.J. Simpson's publisher Judith Regan is quoted as saying she considers the book his confession. Legal experts say under what's called double jeopardy, he cannot be charged again with that double murder of 12 years ago.
But while he was acquitted of the criminal charges, Simpson was found liable for the deaths in a civil trial in order to pay $33.5 million to the victim's family. They could try to collect whatever money Simpson makes from this book. The former football star and sportscaster has always maintained his innocence.
No,
I did not commit those murders. I couldn't kill anyone. And I don't know of anyone that was involved.
You're listening to the CBS World News Round.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to hour two of Enid Live, the Wednesday edition of It's All Downhill From Here. We'll be leaping into the arms of Friday, and I think nobody's going to do any work at all next week, except moi, your goddess, is here, always on call with, what is it? Not a Pepto-Bismol drip, but a... Well, a witty drip. Well, we don't know what I'm on call with. But anyway, here I am. I'm yours, 3 to 7, Mondays through Fridays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We have been talking about, and I want to share with you because I'm getting emails. You know, everybody talked about the Maloofs, and if they build the arena, it's going to make us a world-class city. And if you picked up the paper today, you saw that there's a design of a new terminal for Sacramento International Airport, and it looks kind of... mediocre is a charitable description. It really doesn't look too perky. It's not hideous, but it's not wonderful either. And I just got an email from John. John says, I've been listening to your thoughts on the airport, and I want to ask you to inform your listeners and invite you to the Sacramento Area of Government's Metropolitan Transportation Plan meetings tomorrow, Thursday. Tomorrow, Thursday, from 6 to 9 p.m., the events are being held in 8 locations, linked together via TV hookups provided by KCRA. Being chosen are the transportation plans on how to spend some $22.5 billion over the next 35 years. So this is an invitation from John, and he says tomorrow, Metropolitan Transportation Plan meetings, 6 to 9 p.m. The events are being held at 8 locations. I suppose you have to go online or go to the KCRA website to find out exactly where that is. And there are meetings being held right now from 2 to 4, so we missed that one, but from 5 to 7 today at the County Administration Center, 700 H Street, Room 1450, Sacramento, public workshops, where a model of the new facility and other design work will be on display. They want your reaction to the airport expansion, so let them know how you feel about it. And I want to also talk about a lot of other things as well, but let's talk first to Kathy in Sacramento. Hi, Kathy. You're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I'm calling because I'm kind of even wondering why you moved back to Sacramento, since you always trash it. I have a few things I wanted to tell you. One is the people in the pokey, as you call it, are the ones who pick up the trash and put it in those bags that you see lined up on the road.
No, these aren't those bags. These are the bags that don't get moved. These are just people's garbage bags.
Really?
Yes, really.
They don't just look like trash bags.
No. These have looked like they've been there for quite a while. They're getting crusty. They've been there so long.
Man, you must live in a bad neighborhood.
No, Kathy, I drive around, and this is on what? On the way to Fulton or Marconi from the freeway.
Yeah.
So it's all along that right side where there's a kind of, looks like trees and open space.
Yeah. Oh, I have...
Or forest, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, well, the other thing I wanted to tell you is I don't think you've come into the new terminal at the airport, because the new terminal is very nice, and it has unusual artwork, and I think you would really like it. So please go look at it, or... better yet, fly in on one of those airlines that use that airport.
Well, Kathy, the airlines that I'm happy to look it over, and the airlines that I've flown in on have somehow deposited me at the tragic terminal, not the nice one. So all I have to tell you is that when you walk into Sacramento, it looks really pathetic with hardly any plants, and it looks really sad, and the carpeting looks dull and awful. Yeah.
And that's why they're doing a new one. And, you know, I saw the article, and I didn't think it looked bad. I liked the look of the new terminal.
Well, to me, it looks mediocre. It looks as inoffensive as possible, but it isn't what you'd call soaring architecture, and it doesn't make a statement, and it doesn't look like great design. I mean, maybe it'll do the job. And insofar as criticizing Sacramento, we love Sacramento. A lot of people hated me for saying what I said about Phil Angelides, and I said a lot of things about Phil because I was hoping to kickstart his campaign and to get it into some kind of a gear that would perform better than it was able to perform. So I feel that way about Sacramento. Why should I sit here and cheerlead for things that need really to be rethought and redone?
Well, I think you do cheerlead for things like, you know, I am in total agreement with you about the arena. You know, I don't think that should be publicly funded, and you know, but then like saying, well, it'll probably be a trashy building anyway, but you don't know. So why be?
Well, how many arenas are really fabulous buildings? I mean, tell me, where is there a fabulous arena anywhere? There maybe there's one somewhere, but usually they're designed to squeeze the maximum amount of money out of you and to try to get you forget that that's what's happening.
Yeah.
And architecture is usually, the word architecture and arena are usually not, except the Colosseum, maybe. How about that? The Colosseum, the real one in Greece. How about that one? All right, I thank you. Even though we're having a cat fight, I thank you for the call, Kathy.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Okay, now I saw this story, and I don't know what we can do about it. Somebody said the Delta Center in Salt Lake City is a good-looking arena. I've not seen it, so I do not know. But, okay, 9 rapes tied to a masked stalker. And here's the history of this person's assaults. They thought they have a little bit of new information about this guy. I don't know. I mean, it's an intriguing story. 9 rapes are tied to this guy. He seems to like women who are petite and Asian. And I wish we could put our novelist imagination together, and somebody's got to know who this guy is. You could call us if you think it's somebody you work with. No. We don't want any false reports. But I don't know. I mean, I'm just intrigued by this story that 9 rapes are tied to this masked stalker, that he's probably somebody who's been living a double life for a long time. He posed as a trick-or-treater at the door of one woman that he raped, and 20 days later, he called her to apologize. He took another for a ride in her own car. I mean, if you're a woman, don't open the door, even if it's Halloween, to a trick-or-treater, because it could be this guy. So I don't know what the I don't know how we protect against him, but if anybody has any information, we're happy to take it here. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And in terms of, well, I don't know what to call him. Is he a stalker? O.J. Simpson, back in the news, having written a book for Judith Regan. And Judith Regan has her own imprint. I think it's for one of Rupert Murdoch's companies. She had an affair with that trashy Bernard Carrick, who was the police chief in New York. Her imprint has a lot of trashy books in it. She makes a ton of money. A lot of people think she's kind of trashy herself, but she is the publisher now of O.J.'s new book on how he could have, quote, hypothetically committed the murders. In an account that his publisher, the trashy Judith Regan, considers a confession, and some media executives call revolting, O.J. Simpson is planning a book and TV interviews to discuss how, hypothetically, he could have killed his ex-wife and her friend. There are a lot of questions here. We know that newspaper readership is down, circulation is down. We know that their revenues for the moment are flat, maybe even down in a lot of cases. We know that book sales are down year to year, maybe 2%, 3%, something like that. But here is Judith Regan in there slugging away. She is going to, this is so controversial. It's so, what do you want to call it, morally suspect. It's so reprehensible that they're going to make money off of this. And she will. She's going to. I don't know who's going to buy this book, but it's already getting a ton of publicity, and this is a gold mine for a book like this. It's probably not going to be a terrific book in any way, shape, or form. It's sort of it's a freak show of a book. It's made on the back of Nicole's death and the fact that O.J. Simpson managed to squeak out from under that little episode. But he has now agreed to discuss how, hypothetically, he could have killed his ex-wife and her friends. 2 weeks before the book, If I Did It, goes on sale, scorn was already being heaped on Simpson, the publisher, and on Fox, which plans to air the Simpson interview in two parts. Well, because I think Fox owns the imprint of Judith Regan Books. I think it's part of one of the Fox companies. Denise Brown, sister of Nicole Brown, lashed out at the publisher for, quote, promoting the wrongdoing of criminals and commercializing abuse. Judith Regan, whose Regan Books imprint is publishing the book, refused to say what Simpson is being paid for the book, but said that he came to her with the idea. I don't know if I believe that. I wouldn't be surprised but what she didn't solicit it from him. This is an historic case, and I consider that his confession, Regan told the Associated Press. O.J. was acquitted in 1995 of murdering Nicole and her friend Ron Goldman after a trial that became an instant cultural flashpoint. And if you remember the last time I was here, we did a lot of O.J. And a lot of you listened to it. A lot of you who said, I don't want to hear one more thing about O.J. I am so sick of O.J. Could not get enough of O.J. It was one of those moments when people were so transfixed by the, if you can believe that, by the unfolding story, whether it was the Bronco chase or every day in court was some other delicious drama that unfolded, that we were all mesmerized by this trial. He was later found liable, O.J. was, for the deaths in a wrongful death suit. It was a civil suit filed by the Goldman family. In the years since, he has been mocked relentlessly by late-night comedians. And remember, he made this vow to hunt down the killers. Remember he said they were Colombian drug dealers? So where is he looking for them, on golf courses in Florida? Simpson has failed to pay the $33.5 million judgment against him in the civil case. His NFL pension and his Florida home cannot be legally seized. He and the family of the victims have wrangled over the money in court for years. But if he makes all this money from a book, then I wonder whether or not they can go after that. Simpson did not return numerous calls for comment. His own attorney said he did not know about the book or the interview until this week. The book was not done through our office, said O.J.'s attorney. I did not have anything to do with the negotiations on that book. This was strictly done between O.J. and others. He said there is only one chapter that deals with their deaths, and that chapter, in my understanding, has a disclaimer that it is complete fiction. Meanwhile, other publishers and publishing industry observers practically fell all over each other to criticize Regan Books because they didn't get there first, an imprint of HarperCollins publishers and of Simpson to criticize Simpson himself. This is not about being heard. This is about trying to cash in a pathetic way, on some notoriety, said the editor-in-chief of Publishers Weekly. That a person keeps wanting to bring this up seems almost nutty to me. Pat Schroeder, president and chief executive of the American Association of Publishers, described the developments as sickening. But I think it's going to stir an awful lot of debate. It's going to make the culture take a real look at itself that may not be unhealthy, she said. Indeed, one thing that seems certain was that the book and interview, which Fox will air at the end of the crucial sweeps month, we're bound to generate a torrent of publicity. Sweeps in television are very important ratings periods for television, and based on how well the ratings go in those sweeps period determines how the advertising rates are set. So those are, you know, you're in a sweeps when everything is so wonderful, you have 50 choices and you can't watch everything all at once. That's when you're in a sweeps period. November is a sweeps period, typically in television. So Fox is going to air this, and it's certain to boost the ratings, and it will then boost the rates that they can charge for advertising. A TV analyst predicted that public interest would rival that of the 2003 interview with Michael Jackson, seen by 27 million people in 2003. At least one other network, NBC, said it had been approached to air the special on O.J., but declined the offer. This is not a project appropriate for our network, said a spokesperson for NBC. Representatives for CBS and ABC did not immediately return calls for comment. One expert noted that the justice system's protections against double jeopardy means that Simpson's book, explosive as it may be, would not expose him, or should not expose him, to any new legal danger. He can pretty much write what he wants, as Lori Levinson, a Loyola University Law School professor and former federal prosecutor who has followed the case closely. Unless he's confessing to killing somebody else, he can probably do this with impunity. All right, here we are. We are in a society where I don't care what the subject is. I don't care whether it's medicine. I don't care what the area is, medicine, whether it's you name it. And we have become a society in which the bottom line is the bottom line. We don't. The only thing that matters anymore is making money. And people will do anything to do that. Judith Regan sees an opportunity. And these two kind of, you know, literary lowlifes, Judith Regan and O.J., come together in a happy union of how they can grease each other's palms. And this depends on the shock value, the kind of moral reprehensibility involved. I mean, it's sort of like a train wreck. You can't not watch it exactly. I'll manage, I hope, not to watch it. Well, maybe I'll have to watch it for work, she says, a little disingenuously. You know, it's something that, you know, people will, it'll probably get amazing ratings. At the same time, people will say, just like they did during the OJ trial, oh, this is so horrible. We don't want to see another, we don't want to hear any more about it. We don't want to see any more about it. But we will do anything to make money. People will lie to make money. Not that that's new news, but I think there's so much more of it now than there ever used to. People don't even make a pretense. You know, ever since Ivan Boesky said greed is good, people don't even pretend that they're not greedy anymore. They used to at least pretend. There used to be this veneer. It might have been, you know, a veneer less there than met the eye, a veneer of not being greedy. To hide the greed that was just oozing out of everybody's pores, but now people don't even bother with the veneer. What are your thoughts about this book? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I think O.J. needs the money. I hope that he's not able to keep too much of it. I hope that the silver lining in this little story is that whatever money he makes out of this thing, provided he doesn't send it off to Switzerland or wherever else he's going to hide it, goes to the Goldman family. Maybe that would be the best thing that could happen. And I don't know if the Brown family stands to make anything out of the civil lawsuit. I think it was the Goldmans that stood to, you know, they have that huge judgment against him, but, he's judgment-proof. He doesn't have any assets. Or if he does, he's hidden them. $33.5 million judgment against him. But his NFL pension and his Florida home, which is why he moved to Florida, cannot legally be seized. He and the families of his victims have wrangled over the money in court for years. So we know the Goldman family. I don't know about whether it's, I don't recall whether the Brown family was part of that lawsuit. So the best thing that can happen here is that he makes a ton of money and it bypasses his pocket completely. And goes right into the pockets of his victims who have been trying all these years to satisfy that judgment against him. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Let me remind you that Frank McCourt is going to be my guest tomorrow live in studio in the 4 o'clock hour. He is the author of a real book, Angela's Ashes, and also a real book, the newest book, Teacher Man, all of them bestsellers. Let's head over to the phones and to Ann in Sacramento. Hi, Ann. You're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I read every book there was on that trial, and I remember it just like it was yesterday. I hope that that the proceeds from this book this idiot is writing can be given to the Goldman and the Brown families. Do you know whether it's possible to get the money?
I don't know, but you know what? Let's ask. There are a number of attorneys who listen to Enid Live, and maybe somebody will know the answer to that question. I mean, I imagine there are ways that he can squirrel the money away. I think whatever he's got that they could have attached, he's managed somehow to hide his assets, I think.
Yeah, well, they're his livelihood, and they can't be taken. His pension
can't be taken, and his home can't be taken. But what about the profits from this book? If he profits from the death,
that's it. Yeah.
All right, let's ask that question and see what people see how people respond. Ann, I thank you for calling 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left. With Lisa West.
Well, thank you very much. And today would be a good day if you rode a motorcycle so you can get past everybody because the road is incredibly slow and then stop down northbound and southbound 99. Now, northbound 99, just south of eastbound 50. And right there by the octopus, traffic is stopped there. It looks like we have a three-car crash on the on-ramp, so you might want to watch out for that. Hit and runs, we have two of them, Summer Creek Court at Sunrise Greens and eastbound 90 at 84. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320. Sacramento's Left Channel.
Keeping the metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Enid Goldstein here for Smud Greenergy. More than 30,000 Smud customers have signed up for the Greenergy program, making it one of the most successful renewable power programs in the country. Do your part by joining the Green Team. More at smud.org/green.
Parties, special occasion, business luncheon, or just for the holidays. Want a great idea that's healthy? Edible arrangements. Fruit arrangements that look so good to eat because you can. Edible arrangements. Fresh, delicious, and wonderfully unforgettable. Edible arrangements. Call today, 784-6639. That's 784-6639.
Small business owners have mastered the art of doing many things at once, like returning messages in the car, opening mail while eating lunch, or now, by taking care of their communications in one fell swoop. For less than $95 a month, get AT&T Unlimited Local Calling, nationwide long distance, high-speed internet, and unified messaging, a service that consolidates messages from your email, fax, and phones into a single mailbox. That's an 18% savings for the first year on our most essential services, backed by the most complete and secure network of the new AT&T. Call your AT&T small business expert at 1-888-ATT-8339 or go to att.com. The new AT&T. Your world. Delivered.
Available to businesses with 1 to 10 lines. Requires 1 year term. Taxes and other charges extra. For details of additional charges and requirements, call 888-288-1405 toll free.
Jamba Juice. No, Arden Fair Mall. Wait, Borders Books. Although, Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op.
Ma'am, do you want to think about it and call us back?
Nope, I'm going with Jamba Juice.
Okay.
Or Borders. But Arden Fair Mall.
Making a choice isn't always easy. When it comes to the environment, choosing to make it better is easy. Choose a cleaner, healthier environment by joining Smud's Greenergy. For as little as $3 a month, Smud will match your electricity use with energy created from clean, renewable resources like the wind and sun. It doesn't get much easier than that. Plus, get your choice of a free $10 gift certificate from Borders Books, Jamba Juice, Arden Fair Mall, or Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op when you enroll for 6 months or more.
I'll take Arden Fair or Borders. But the food co-op.
Start with the easy choice and join Smud's Greenergy today. Enroll online at smud.org or call 1-888-742-SMUD. Smud, the power to do more.
Are you having any fun?
Come into Safeway today for terrific prices on turkeys. With your club card, get Grade A Manor House frozen turkeys up to 16 pounds, just $5.99 each. Over 16 pounds, just $7.99 each. Plus, get honeysuckle turkeys up to 16 pounds, just $7.99 each. Over 16 pounds, just $9.99 each. Limit 2 while supplies last. Safeway guarantees the lowest price on USDA Grade A frozen turkeys. We'll match any competitor's price. Restrictions apply. Start thawing your turkey today to make the exclusive Safeway 2-hour turkey recipe. Plus, get great side dish recipes. Pick up the 4 tools needed to create the 2-hour turkey and receive $3 off. Today, either in-store with your club card or online at Safeway.com, California-grown seedless clementine mandarin oranges are $4.99 for a 5-pound box. Plus, get Dreyer's Grand Ice Cream in 1 3/4 quarts. Selected varieties are buy one, get one of equal or lesser value free. And check out our special holiday hours.
Are you having any fun?
Safeway, ingredients for life.
Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. All my friends, hello, hello.
427 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about the fact that O.J. Simpson is writing a hypothetical account of had he been the murderer, how he would have committed the murder of his wife, Nicole, and Ron Goldman. And this will undoubtedly, this is already getting a firestorm of publicity, which can only help the sale of this book. It will probably make a pretty good amount of money. Those of you who are attorneys, is this something that is protected? Or does he have to ante up? Is this money that can go right into to satisfy the $33.5 million judgment against him by the victims in the case? They were awarded it in a civil suit. What are your thoughts about that? What are your thoughts about this kind of publishing? Anything to make a buck? You know, remember there was talk about snuff films. I mean, everything is for sale. And the only thing that seems to matter anymore is the bottom line. That is the bottom line. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Curtis in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yeah, thanks for the lively discussion, by the way. It's good to hear a live talk in the afternoon in Sacramento. You and Christine fill that bill very nicely.
Well, thank you.
I think we're just all playing into his.
But you must be—you must be cheating on me, Curtis.
Well,
whatever happened to monogamy? Whatever happened to talk radio monogamy? Yes, tell me what your point is.
Let's ask OJ about monogamy. Anyway, I think we're playing into his hand by even you bringing up the book at all, because he's an insatiable has an insatiable need for publicity, and he has no regard for the history of his actions, and is only out there to exploit it.
There are many handmaidens who are willing to help him exploit it. He's got a publishing house that sees that it can make a lot of money. They don't care whether it's morally reprehensible or not. He's got a publisher who's devoted her life to morally reprehensible book titles, if not some behavior or being involved with some morally reprehensible people. So everybody's sort of on the same page here.
Well, I'd like to know where all the money he's making now is going. He makes money by signing, autographing things and making appearances, and he is earning some kind of income. Where is that going? If they can't get that kind of money to go to the Goldmans, I don't know where they could, what leverage they'd have to go after this.
Well, I would like to hear from an attorney who could tell us, what happens to anything he makes on this book, and does it properly belong to the people who got the judgment against him, who awarded the judgment against him? And B, how do you squirrel away your assets so that those people can't get their hands on it? What is he doing to squirrel away those assets?
It could be that he's living in Florida and he's protected geographically, or he's putting it into some kind of...
Well, he's in Florida. His NFL pension is protected, and his Florida home cannot be legally seized. That's the benefit of living in Florida. Your home can't be seized. And apparently his pension can't be touched. Now, I don't know if that means open season on everything else that he can generate.
Well, I would think it should be.
I do, too. And the good news is if the Goldmans and whoever is involved in the judgment, I forget now if the Brown family was involved or not, certainly the Goldmans, if they can figure out a way to get their hands on whatever is generated, that would be the happiest of all outcomes.
Well,
then it would have been worth it.
It would be. But
yeah.
Any other outcome is reprehensible.
What do you think about the airport, Curtis?
Oh, well, I think we need something like that. Maybe not the design that I saw last night on the news. They gave a live, a virtual tour of it. But, boy, we are so far behind. The metro area is now approaching 2.7 million. And we have an airport that speaks to a market half that size. I mean, it's just... We're really, you go to Portland or Salt Lake City or any other medium-sized American city, and they've got an airport that makes a statement. Our statement is that we don't make a statement.
Our statement is that we don't care.
Well, that's important.
Our statement is that we haven't been awake enough to the idea of making a statement to actually make one.
So this is a step in the right direction. I don't know if this is the final outcome. What we see is the final, what finally gets built, but... It's certainly something we need, and they're not going to attract any kind of hub activity like Phoenix or Salt Lake City unless we get an airport of that caliber.
Well, I thank you for your observations, Curtis. A pleasure as always. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about OJ. We're talking about this book. There is no bar too low anymore. And this is pretty low, but the good news would be if this book sells as well as the publicity, the pre-publicity on the book would indicate, or the pre-book publicity would indicate, maybe that's money that the Goldman family can begin to get their hands on to satisfy that $33.5 million judgment awarded to them in the civil case. His home can't be touched, and his NFL pension can't be touched either. I want to add to the conversation one of the things that we have been talking about. Oh, we talked about it yesterday, so let me add this. Do you remember we talked about the fact that there is a company that manufactures talking Jesus dolls and the Jesus dolls quote scripture, and they wanted to donate them to Toys for Tots, which has a marine component, so it's sort of a little kind of quasi-governmental, and the Toys for Tots said no thanks very much, but we can't risk accepting this gift because the Jesus doll might be wrongly given to a Jewish or a Muslim family. So they just decided to walk away from it because the charity does not want to profess one religion over another. Talking Jesus doll has been turned down by the Marine Reserve's Toys for Tots program. Okay, and they were going to donate, the company was going to donate 4,000 Talking Jesus dolls. The thing I like a lot is the Jesus Nightlight. Have you ever seen that? I have a line for them, but you don't, you see them around once in a while, and you used to be able to order the Jesus Nightlight. And I, every time I looked at one, I had the line for what they should use to sell the Jesus Nightlight. And here's my line. So if anybody's listening who manufactures the Jesus Nightlight or markets it, or Nightlight, it'll guide you through your darkest hours. Don't you think that's a good line for the Jesus Nightlight? It will guide you through your darkest hours. Just a thought. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Slow traffic southbound 99 right there by Fruit Ridge Road. It looks like a couple car crashes all the way to Elk Grove Boulevard. We also do have I-5 and J Street, a two-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong.
Yeah.
Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. They're slinging mud. We're slinging the truth.
Perhaps you should keep that in mind before making sensationalist claims.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Boxcar Betting is Sacramento's only authorized top name brand mattress clearance center with big savings on closeout, mismatched, exchanged, and slightly blemished mattresses. Visit their Arden store at the corner of Arden Way and Now.
This is News 10 Now. I'm Christina Mendonca. NBA Commissioner David Stern is speaking to reporters right now via conference call about the NBA's decision to take over arena negotiations in Sacramento. To hear that press conference live, you can go to our website right now, news10.net, where we're streaming the call live. Sacramento International Airport unveiled plans to build a new $1 billion terminal. It will include a new hotel, double-level roads, and people movers. More today at 5 on News 10.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
.37 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. I want to move into, we're talking about a lot of the different things if you're joining us. We have been talking about the airport, the arena negotiations, the NBA is going to get involved. Everybody says that if to have a world-class city, you have to have an arena, but I say to have a world-class city, you need a really world-class airport terminal, and now that we have the opportunity to build one, the one that I saw in the paper today looks pretty mediocre. If that, even. So you might want to comment about that. We're also talking about O.J. Simpson. How low can you go? He's writing a book about how he could have hypothetically committed the murders. His publisher is always happy to get as much publicity as she possibly can because it's money in her pocket. Says that she regards this as a confession. The question is, does any of the money that he gets from this book, will it go to satisfy the judgment in the civil suit, $33.5 million judgment? The victims have not seen a penny of that judgment. If he makes a lot of money on this book, is there a way that they can attach the profits from the book, or is there a way to insulate that from happening? Anybody who's an attorney, we would love to hear from you on this, because the best thing that can happen with this book is that the victims finally get the money that they, the judgment that they were awarded in the civil suit. I want to add this to the conversation. The nation's Roman Catholic bishops have adopted new guidelines for gay outreach that are meant to be welcoming, but they also tell gays to be celibate, since the church considers their sexuality, quote, disordered. Now, it seems to be a case of the pot calling the kettle black, but anyhow, there it is. The Roman Catholic bishops are adopting new guidelines for gay outreach. In other words, you can be gay as long as you remain celibate. So the statement is called Ministry to Persons with a Homosexual Inclination. It was adopted by 194-37 vote with one abstention at a meeting of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. The bishops also overwhelmingly adopted separate statements encouraging Catholics to obey the Church's widely ignored ban on artificial contraception and directing parishioners to examine their consciences to decide if they are worthy of receiving Holy Communion. Under the guidelines that are being offered if you happen to be gay, the bishops also underscored Catholic opposition to gay marriage and to adoption by gay and lesbian couples, but they also say that children of gay Catholics can be baptized if they are raised in the faith. Under the guidelines from the Catholic bishops, parishes are instructed to help Catholics avoid the lifestyle and values of a gay subculture. Gays are also discouraged from telling anyone about their sexual orientation outside a close circle of friends and supporters in the church. Now, why would that be? They're saying that you can remain in the church if you remain celibate, I think is what they're saying. You have to be celibate. So if you're gay, if you're celibate, can you say what you are? Well, I guess you could say you're gay, you're attracted to people of the same sex, you may not be acting on it. That's, I guess, maybe what you would be saying. But help me with this. I'm getting confused. Under the guidelines, parishes are instructed to help Catholics avoid the lifestyle and values of a gay subcultures, but gays are discouraged. And I don't know why this is, from telling anybody about their sexual orientation, don't ask, don't tell, outside a close circle of friends and supporters in the church. Why? Do they think it's contagious? Why are you being asked if you're gay and you're a gay Catholic? You're being asked to remain celibate if you want to remain in the church. And you are being asked not to discuss your sexual orientation except to a very close circle of friends and supporters. On the subject of therapy to change same-sex attraction, the bishop said there is no scientific consensus on whether it can succeed. But church leaders say that gays are free to seek counseling to help them to live a chaste life. Now, there are also discussions underway with the Vatican about whether priests should remain celibate or whether or not they could have some other options and they don't have to remain celibate. So if priests are having a hard time remaining celibate, how about, ordinary people? I don't understand this. The president of Dignity USA, which is an advocacy group for gay Catholics, said that the document is damaging because it recommends that gays stay emotionally and spiritually in the closet. Bishops are urging gay Catholics to remain chaste, to live a celibate life, and to not discuss it. What are your thoughts about that? 349-1320-866-626-1320. And now we're moving to the Baptists. The Baptists are going to investigate and they are going to cut off gay-friendly churches. The Baptist State Convention of North Carolina voted to cut ties with congregations that affirm or approve of homosexuality, formally adopting a rigid anti-gay policy that allows the group to investigate whether member churches are gay-friendly. So they're going to... Okay, you want to make money? You don't want to go to Iraq to make money, Pookie? You want to make a fortune? Here's what you design. You design some working gaydar so that you can sell it to the Baptist church so that they can hold it over people's head and see, is it going to go into the red zone or not? Anyhow, they're going to go and investigate. And I don't know how they're going to do this, but they're going to put their deerstalker hats on and their magnifying glasses, and they are marching. The Baptists are marching in lockstep to investigate whether any Baptist congregations affirm or approve of homosexuality. They are formally adopting a rigid anti-gay policy. It means adios to Ted Haggard and people like that, that allows the group to investigate whether members of churches are gay-friendly. Well, what does it mean to be gay-friendly, exactly? The policy adopted by the North Carolina Convention, which includes more than 4,000 member churches and $1.2 million members, is even stricter than the National Southern Baptist Convention. It is not something that we wanted to do, but homosexuality is the only sin that has its own advocacy group, said a convention spokesman. You gotta, you know, if you have a sin, you gotta have your own advocacy groups. That's all. So denominations that waffle and waver on the issue year after year are getting torn apart. So it does. Aren't religions telling you? Aren't they in the business of telling you to love one another? Aren't they in the business of telling you breathe on, breathe out? Feel the universe, God loves you. But when it comes to people who are gay, they are militant. They're going to root them out. They're going to pull them out by the roots. They don't want any gay-friendly congregations, whatever that definition may be. If you're Catholic and you're gay, and who are some of these priests having a hard time with their own chastity, saying if you are a gay Catholic, you have to remain celibate in order to remain in the church, and you can't talk about it except with close friends and a close circle of supporters within the church. Why would that be? Somebody explain this to me. 349-1320, 866-620-6-1320. If you are gay, I want to hear from you. If you're a gay Catholic or a Baptist, I want to hear from you. Are you a practicing gay Catholic or a Baptist? Will you just find a more hospitable church, or will this make you decide that you don't want to be a sexual pinata, and you're going to amble out? John, in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid.
It's John.
Hi, John. Welcome.
Hi. What's with this Catholic Church? I'm a gay cradle Catholic. I still practice. They want to put us all back in the closet.
Well, that's nice if you're California closets. You can make a lot of money reorganizing people's closets.
Yeah, but we are the church. I mean, who are they to tell us what we can do and can't do?
Well, how are they going to monitor this?
I know, and we can't talk about it. Give me a break.
What is that all about, John?
I really don't know.
Why don't they want you to talk about it? They think it's contagious if you discuss it. People are going to become gay if they listen to you talk about this?
Yeah, it's like the flu.
Yeah, really?
They wish they had a vaccination against it, I'm sure. It makes me madder than the Republicans.
Oh, John.
I'm going to keep on practicing, you know.
Until you get it, until you get perfect at it.
Yeah, right. Oh. Yeah.
All right. I thank you for the call.
Thank you, God.
You're welcome. Thank you, John. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Churches are supposed to be so much about love. And love thy fellow man, your brethren and your sistren and everybody like that. But they're marching. They are militant. If you're gay, they got the gaydar out and they're going to haul you off to... They're going to disengage you. You cannot. I don't know. What does this mean? What does it say about them? Hannah in Fair Oaks. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Welcome.
It kind of sounds like this is almost going to turn into a witch hunt where, you know, people are going to name people out of the closet in order to save themselves in a way.
So what are they going to do? They're going to say so-and-so?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, get their gaydar out and go, well, hey, he looks like it, or she does, so obviously they are.
No, his place is so well decorated. Clearly, it must be a sign.
Exactly.
Queer eye. Wait, what is it? Queer eye for the straight guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That's a $400 haircut. Proof positive.
Yeah, and you're going to turn it. I mean, that's what it almost sounds like it's going to turn into. If they want to save themselves, if they look too gay or something, they're going to, you know, name others in order to save themselves from the churches.
Anna, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We have one line open. Mike in Amador County. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello, Enid.
Hi, Mike.
I have a take on this. Essentially, aren't those statements that the bureaucracy of the church is making, don't they really fit everyone, not just gay people?
Say that again. You broke up. Party, you broke up.
Don't those decrees actually fit straight people just as well as gay people?
Well,
the church has to. If they don't respect gay marriage, which they don't in
no.
most cases, if they're not going to respect gay marriage, then those rules are still consistent with the rules they would have for straight people.
Well, wait a minute. If you're straight, you're supposed to. No. If you're straight, you're supposed to stay chaste. You're not. You're supposed to wiggle as much as possible and don't use any artificial contraception.
Not if you're unmarried.
Oh.
And if they can't get their brain around gay marriage.
So by definition, if you're gay, you are going to be unmarried in the eyes of the church.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, at least you don't have to worry about art.
If you're in the eyes of the church, then you should stay chaste anyhow, right?
Well, wait a minute. At least you don't have to worry about artificial contraception.
Oh, hey, I'm not saying this in the right. I'm just trying to clear up the thing a little bit.
Okay, I thank you.
I agree with him, even.
I thank you for the call.
Democracy says a lot.
Thanks, Mike. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Jeff in Rancho. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jeff.
Well, hi, Enid. I think most churches say adultery is a sin. So I think we have to look at those congregations that are committing adultery, and we need to... We need to excommunicate those because, you know, we have to check a final test to find people who are adultery friendly or who are considering adultery.
How can we find out? What is the test to determine if you're adultery friendly?
What magazines they're reading, you know, if they're reading Playboy. You know, we got to check their magazine subscription. Okay?
Okay, Jeff.
If they have some videos.
Yes.
If they have videos.
That's it.
We need to make check, you know, put our ones and each member of the congregation, you know, to find out what their video habits are and what textbooks they're reading.
Jeff, I thank you for these useful suggestions. 349-1320, Mike in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Enid. You know, I'm so disappointed hearing what you just told us. And I mean, I was raised a Catholic, and I've New Testament tolerance and forgiveness. Never spoke out about homosexuality. I don't know where these people are coming from. I am so disappointed in my church.
Well, maybe you could register. It is disappointing to hear this coming from churches. These are the places where you go to for some respite from daily life, for a renewal, for a reminder of the higher ourselves in some higher octave. And so to see the churches forming armies of gay bashers looking to gays as piñatas is really sort of distressing. Mike, I thank you for the call. 349-1320. Preston calling from Denver. Hi, Preston. You're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. Well, just last night I finally got around to seeing Brokeback Mountain, and I thought that was fantastic. And I think, a movie like that became so popular, and TV programs like 6 Feet Under have gone a long way to, creating understanding for the gay community and compassion for it. And I think the thing behind the bashing of gays is something that an author named Wilhelm Reich wrote about in a book called The Mass Psychology of Fascism.
Uh-huh.
His book was banned in Nazi Germany. And the Nazis, we should remember, persecuted gays as well. Just as they had a gold star for Jews, they had the pink triangle that they put on the gays on their gowns in the concentration camps. And thousands upon thousands of gays were persecuted in that manner and put into gas chambers. But Wilhelm Reich said, he suggested that the goal, and this is a quote, "The goal of sexual repression is that of producing an individual who is adjusted to the authoritarian order and will submit to it in spite of all misery and degradation." And he says that if you can control someone's sexual impulses, it's relatively easy to then intimidate them and to also control their political passions as well. And I think there's something to be said for
so
that.
Why do you think we have to take a break, Preston? And I'm going to put you on hold when we're done here, too.
Okay.
Why do you think the churches are going after people who are gay? They're threatened in some way.
I think the goal of it is an authoritarian right-wing political agenda.
You do. Okay, we're going to leave it there. And I really thank you for
sure
the call. We're going to put you on hold. Thanks,
okay.
Preston. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have some slow traffic on northbound Cap City Freeway just past Marconi Avenue. It looks like we do have 50 going over top of the mountain. And just past Watt Avenue, actually, northbound, eastbound is what I want to say. We have a 3-car crash over there. Heated Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Wow.
They're slinging mud.
We're slinging the truth.
Perhaps you should keep that in mind before making sensationalist claims.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Boxcar Betting is Sacramento's only authorized top name brand mattress clearance center with big savings on closeout, mismatched, exchanged, and slightly blemished mattresses. Visit their Arden store at the corner of Arden Way and Now.
This is News 10 Now. I'm Christina Mendonca. NBA Commissioner David Stern is speaking to reporters right now via conference call about the NBA's decision to take over arena negotiations in Sacramento. To hear that press conference live, you can go to our website right now, news10.net, where we're streaming the call live. Sacramento International Airport unveiled plans to build a new $1 billion terminal. It will include a new hotel, double-level roads, and people movers. More today at 5 on News 10.
Small business owners have mastered the art of doing many things at once, like returning messages in the car, opening mail while eating lunch, or now, by taking care of their communications in one fell swoop. For less than $95 a month, get AT&T Unlimited Local Calling, nationwide long distance, high-speed internet, and unified messaging, a service that consolidates messages from your email, fax, and phones into a single mailbox. That's an 18% savings for the first year on our most essential services, backed by the most complete and secure network of the new AT&T. Call your AT&T small business expert at 1-888-ATT-8339 or go to att.com. The new AT&T. Your world. Delivered.
Available to businesses with 1 to 10 lines. Requires 1-year term. Taxes and other charges extra. For details of additional charges and requirements, call 888-288-1405, toll free.
Are you having any fun?
Come into Safeway today for terrific prices on turkeys. With your Club Card, get Grade A Manor House frozen turkeys up to 16 pounds, just $5.99 each. Over 16 pounds, just $7.99 each. Plus, get honeysuckle turkeys up to 16 pounds, just $7.99 each. Over 16 pounds, just $9.99 each. Limit 2 while supplies last. Safeway guarantees the lowest price on USDA Grade A frozen turkeys. We'll match any competitor's price. Restrictions apply. Start thawing your turkey today to make the exclusive Safeway 2-hour turkey recipe. Plus, get great side dish recipes. Pick up the 4 tools needed to create the 2-hour turkey and receive $3 off. Today, either in-store with your Club Card or online at Safeway.com, California-grown seedless clementine mandarin oranges are $4.99 for a 5-pound box. Plus, get Dreyer's Grand Ice Cream in 1 3/4 quarts. Selected varieties of buy one, get one of equal or lesser value free. And check out our special holiday hours.
Are you having any fun?
Safeway, ingredients for life.
We wanted to find out exactly what you don't like about buying a car from a dealership. So we set up a megaphone near a crowded mall. And here's what you told us.
Always pressuring me. Hello, I'm not buying today.
Here at the Future Automotive Group, we get it. You don't want to be pressured. Our salespeople are trained to help you find the car of your dreams, not to just make a deal. Buying a car should be fun, and that's what you'll get with us. Roseville Auto Mall, Eureka Road and I-80 in Future Port of Sacramento, I-80 in Madison.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. General John Abizay, the top U.S. commander in the Middle East, faced hostile questions today as he pleaded with Congress for a little more time in Iraq.
General Abizay told senators things in Iraq have gotten better and success can be achieved, but he was getting pounded by both sides. Democrats told him the U.S. can't end Iraq's civil war and should start pulling out. He rejected that.
Under the current circumstances, I would not recommend troop withdrawals.
But Abizaid also rejected the advice of Republican Senator John McCain to send in more troops.
You seem to think that the status quo and the rate of progress we're making is acceptable. I think most Americans do not.
Abizaid said training the Iraqi army is key, but several senators noted we've spent years trying to do that. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Senator McCain files papers tomorrow to form a presidential exploratory committee, and another Republican, former Wisconsin governor and Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson, says he'll join the fray after the first of the year. Delta says it still wants to emerge from bankruptcy as an independent airline, but today U.S. Airways put $8 billion on the table in a hostile takeover bid. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr takes a look.
If U.S. Airways' hostile bid for Delta flies, the new joint airline will be a monster, the largest in America, carrying 150 million U.S. passengers a year, about one in every five. The merger would be a corporate triumph of David over a wounded Goliath. Last year, struggling America West Airlines swallowed the financially strapped U.S. Airways and took its name. Now that new U.S. Airways is trying to swallow bankrupt giant Delta and grab its name. Bob Orr, CBS News, Washington.
He's not saying he did it, mind you, but O.J. Simpson has written a book detailing how his ex-wife Nicole and her friend Ron Goldman might have died if he had been the killer. Release of the book will be preceded by a Fox TV interview later this month, and Dr. Robert Thompson, professor of media and popular culture at Syracuse University, is appalled.
TV has done a lot of strange things before, and publishing has done a lot of strange things before, but boy, this has got to be near the top of the list.
Thompson calls Simpson's musings strange, macabre, and bizarre. Simpson continues to maintain his innocence. Ugly weather across the South today as powerful thunderstorms produced strong wind, heavy rain, hail, and even some tornadoes. In Montgomery, Alabama, Buddy Hobbs says a skating rink was demolished.
High winds took the roof off and it collapsed the side down, took and overturned cars. There's one of the buses is in the ditch upside down.
Luckily, four adults and 31 children took shelter in the only part of the building that survived. Another record on Wall Street, the Dow Industrial's up 33 points to 12,251. The NASDAQ gained 12 points to finish the day at 2442. This is CBS News.
My riding lawnmower ran out of gas on the road, and while I was getting more gas, an 18-wheeler hit it. Will my car insurance cover that?
That's a real question that was put to the licensed car insurance experts at Progressive Direct. When you call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, we'll answer your questions and help you find the policy that best fits you. So whether your question's unique or typical...
Will I get a discount if I insure both my cars with you?
In fact, she will. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio, available in most states and situations.
To withdraw, to go away, to disappear. That's how the dictionary defines retirement. Time to redefine. Your generation's definitely not headed for bingo night. In fact, you could write a book about how you're going to turn retirement upside down.
The best book on retirement is the one you'll write, The Dream Book from Ameriprise Financial. To talk with an advisor near you about your retirement dreams, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE today.
Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member NASD and SIPC.
Video game fanatics have cleared their calendars for the next couple of days so they can be among the first to get their hands on Sony's new PlayStation 3. CBS News correspondent Peter King found a group in Florida waiting patiently for sales to begin on Friday.
They're camping in tents, folding chairs, and recliners outside this Best Buy store. Jay is an ex-Marine just back from Iraq.
You know, I went without for so long, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this for me. I'm in between careers right now. I can afford to do it.
Eric Vega says he's just a grown-up kid.
My wife would say I'm getting it for myself, but I'm getting it for my kid. And that's the answer I'm sticking to.
This man says there's been almost no trouble.
Only the jocks and the
frat guys that ride by at night and try to egg us.
The 30 or so campers have either taken time off or have friends who stand in when they have to go to work or school. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Retailers warn that supplies could be limited, but if you can't get a PlayStation, Nintendo's new game system goes on sale Sunday. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
Five minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to hour three of Enid Live, the Wednesday edition. I'm yours until seven. Your homework assignment remains to tell three to five people every single day that we are here, that they can listen to really, we hope, we are always hoping, compelling and wonderful talk radio. At least we try to do that. And it costs you nothing to participate. If you have never called a talk radio show before, please consider doing it. What we know in radio, and we really don't have any hard statistics, but what everybody always says is it's less than 1% of the audience that ever calls in, maybe even less than 0.5% of the audience that ever calls in to a talk radio show. And, you know, if you're nervous about calling in, everybody's nervous, and I would be nervous too. So don't let that stop you. You will reach more people than you probably will meet in the whole rest of your life. You could possibly affect the dialogue. Some of you call in with the most wonderful ideas that none of the rest of us would have ever thought about. Some of you are immensely funny. Some of you have really bizarro takes on things. It's what makes a great, rich conversation. And this is what we do every day from 3 to 7. We have a great, rich, we try anyhow, conversation on Enid Live. And we began the conversation today talking about the Maloofs who've gotten the NBA involved and they want a new arena and they're going to start pounding on that again, that old dead horse. And in the meantime, we see the rendering for the new airport terminal in Sacramento, and it looks to me kind of mediocre. I would have loved an architectural statement. Really, gateway to Sacramento. You know, really, it isn't an arena that makes you a world-class city. It's great architecture that helps to put you there, and then that starts all kinds of other things in the right direction. Art in public place, in spaces, and more of it than we have here. Maybe we'll start picking up the trash in certain areas of Sacramento. Maybe people who are in the pokey can do a little more picking up the trash. That would be a nice thing to do. We're also talking about O.J. How low can you go? O.J.'s got a new book out, coming out in 2 weeks. Judith Regan, Regan Imprints. I think she's published some of Rush's books and other similar lowlifes. And in this book, O.J. is speculating on how he would have committed the murder had he committed the murder. Well, double jeopardy. If he had committed the murder, which everybody in the universe thinks he did, he cannot. He can't go. He can't be tried for it again. But he certainly owes the victims $33.5 million, and he hasn't paid him a penny, I don't think. So maybe if this book generates any kind of money for him, they will be able to attach it and get part of the judgment. So maybe that would be the silver lining here. We're also talking about Catholics, Catholic bishops adopting a gay outreach guidelines, and the statement begins ministry to persons with a homosexual inclination. It encourages, if you're a gay Catholic, you're supposed to remain chaste. You're supposed to be celibate, and you shouldn't be talking to anybody too much about it, just your family and close friends in the church, and that's it. They don't want you talking about it, and they don't want you acting on it. And a Baptist group, this is the Baptist State Convention of North Carolina, voted to cut its ties with congregations that affirm or approve of homosexuality, formally adopting a rigid anti-gay policy that allows the group to investigate whether member churches are gay-friendly or not. So I don't know how that is determined, but if you are gay, what are your thoughts about this? If you're a gay Catholic, if you're a gay Baptist, if you're straight, what do you think about this? Churches are supposed to be the place that elevate us, not send us off marching against one group or another, don't you think? Except that there is a rich history of this. But, however, we'd like to see churches elevated to a kind of a level of inclusion, not excluding people. And I want to add one more thing to the conversation right now, and we'll move to politics. We've had so much politics lately that I've given us we've had a vacation in the last hour or two from politics, but I guess we're going to have to get back there because there's some juicy stuff. Belmont in San Mateo County is set to make history by becoming the first city in the nation to ban smoking on its streets and almost everywhere else. The Belmont City Council has voted unanimously to pursue a strict law that will prohibit smoking anywhere in the city, except for single-family detached residences. Smoking on the street, in a park, and even in one's car will become illegal, and police will have the option of handing out tickets if they catch somebody. Now, this is interesting. Now, I don't know. It says if you're in a single-family detached residence. So if you live in an apartment building and you light up, they might hold you off to the pokey in Belmont. And if you're sitting in your car and you just cross the city line and you're driving home and you have a cigarette, that's it for you. You're going to get a ticket. Now, I am not a big proponent of smoking. I did smoke, and I quit a long time ago. And my mother, as I have told you a million times, had emphysema. So smoking is not an activity that I endorse. I just think it's a slow form of suicide. That's what I think about smoking. But it is legal still. You know, they're going to try and charge you $5 million for a pack of cigarettes. But it is still legal, and if you're in your car, here's what I don't like, though. If you live in an apartment building, and I have been in that situation, and the people downstairs smoke, and it's a nice summer's night, and you've got all your doors and windows open, you are inhaling it, and that is secondhand smoke. I don't want to see smoking in restaurants and bars, because if you want to commit suicide, fine, but don't take me with you. I don't want secondhand smoke. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What do you think about what Belmont is doing? Well, you know what? Maybe they'll have healthier people who will live in Belmont. Because if you live in Belmont and you are a smoker, you really are being told you're not going to feel very welcome in that environment, I think. Linda in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Enid. I'm just leaving work and always turn on your radio station, and I heard the bit about Belmont, and I actually used to live over that side, not in Belmont, and I'm a non-smoker and always have been, but I'm appalled, I'm shocked that they would even attempt to pass something like that. I don't understand how it could even be legal to not allow someone walking on a public street.
Well, I'll play devil's advocate. I don't know if I imagine there'll be some challenges to it, I would guess.
I would think so.
By people who have yellow fingers from nicotine stains and teeth to match. All right, let me play devil's advocate here. They will say it's a health issue. It's a public health issue. It's a secondhand smoke issue. So if you are, and you can smell it. You know, people here, give us your tired, your poor, when it's raining, give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to have a smoke. Everybody's outside and they're smoking because you can't smoke inside buildings. And, you know, you can smell it when people walk in. You can smell it on them. When you're a smoker yourself, you do not smell it. When I go into a place, you know, there are places in this universe that still allow you to smoke, restaurants and bars and stuff, and your clothes reek when you walk out. You can't even hang them out to get that odor off of them. You have to either send them out or wash them or do something because it's awful. And that's what you're breathing in. If you work in one of those environments, you're breathing that in all day long. So I don't know. And the answer to your question is I think they'll argue it's a public health issue.
I mean, it's definitely a health issue, and I understand in enclosed places, and you're right. I mean, you have, if you're outside and someone is smoking, you reek of it, and you can't get away from the smell. But to me, it's almost like persecution.
Okay, what about, all right, I'm going to really, all right, I'll throw a wrench in this. What if you have a prescription for medical marijuana, for a medical condition? Are you exempt, or will they haul you off to the pokey if you light up? What do you think is going to happen, Linda? This is good. I wonder if they thought about this, medical marijuana.
You know, that's a good point, and I certainly think medically speaking, you know, it obviously works for people, and they should be allowed to use it. I did hear your piece yesterday about, I forget where, what state, but the college, the professor, that they're going to have a special light-up room.
In Canada, two professors at two different universities.
Okay, because I even thought, geez, well, that's really progressive, but okay, that explains why it's happening. It's in Canada, not here.
Here's what you thought, Linda. Where can I enroll for classes there?
Yeah, really. Well, that would be it. I mean, I thought, my God, if it's here in the States, you're going to have students wanting to, you know, have a light-up room. It'd be, you know, discrimination, they'd probably think. But, you know, I mean, smoking is just it's a gross habit.
It's expensive. It's an expensive habit in every single way. It's expensive to your health. It is expensive to buy a pack of cigarettes. I don't even know what a pack of cigarettes costs, but I know it's expensive now.
It is expensive. Put more tax on it, and then maybe that way you'll get them to quit smoking.
Well, I don't know.
It just seems like persecution.
Okay. Thank you for weighing in, and I appreciate your comments, Linda, as always. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. What are your thoughts? Belmont. This is probably the strictest set of rules in the country. They are banning. It's the first U.S. city to ban all smoking. They have voted unanimously last night to pursue a strict law that will prohibit smoking anywhere in the city except for single-family detached residences. And what if it's a summer's day or night and you open up your windows and your neighbors walking past can inhale it and then they rat you out? Smoking in the street, in a park, and even in your car is going to become illegal, and police will have the option of handing out tickets if they catch someone. And how much are the tickets going to be is also the question. But if you have a prescription for medical marijuana, then what? These are some questions I have. Now, is secondhand smoke a health issue? It is. It's a public health issue. If you live in an apartment, how many times have you lived in an apartment and people smoke downstairs, upstairs? When you walk in, you can smell it. There's sort of a halo of odor. And if it's a summer's day or night and you've got the windows and doors open, it's not so wonderful, is it? It's not so great. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. Zach in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, I just wanted to comment on the smoking ban. I think it's kind of ridiculous because, like, as you said, if people wanted to, like, kill themselves slowly, that's their choice. But I do also think that it's a problem that they're killing other people, too, from the secondhand smoke. The solution would be, like, having, like, special rooms or special places.
Zach, can I ask you, how old are you?
13.
How old?
13.
You're 13. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
How long have you been? How come you're listening to talk radio? 13-year-olds usually don't listen to talk radio.
I'm really interested in politics, actually.
Well, you're probably pretty, pretty, pretty bright for your age. So that's a good sign. And that you're listening to Enid Live is even a better sign, Zach, we think. So you're not going to start smoking, are you, ever, I hope?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
I still think that if people want to, they should be able to.
Yeah, but what if they want to and it hurts your health? Because of secondhand smoke.
Yeah, that's why I said I think that there should be, like, places where they can go where they're allowed to smoke, and then it cleans the smoke out of the room.
Okay,
but people can't go into the room.
All right, so what you're advocating are well-ventilated light-up rooms. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, you know what? That's a pretty interesting suggestion, and I thank you for making it. Did you ever go to any of these casinos? You cannot breathe in these casinos. People are sitting around with cigarettes hanging out of their mouths, and it seems to me that we're in a high-tech age where the ventilation ought to be a lot better than it is. You cannot breathe in these places. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. Charlie in Marysville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Enid. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, my comment is this. This is what people don't seem to understand about secondhand smoke. It is a Class A carcinogen, and people don't seem to realize that you can't be legally exposed to a Class A carcinogen if there are means that can be taken to prevent that. It's no different than being exposed to benzene or anything like that. You remember a few
years ago? Is it really a Class A carcinogen?
It is a Class A carcinogen.
Can you really get that much? You know, if you're not working in a bar where people are smoking or in an environment where everybody's smoking all the time, or in a casino, how do they do the casinos now in California?
Okay, well,
how are they handling that? Because people, I know, maybe I haven't been to one in California lately, but in Colorado, people were smoking. What do they do about smoking in the casinos here?
Well, I don't know, but I can tell you this. This will illustrate it. Casino is roughly equivalent to a bar. And you remember a few years back when we had the question of when they were going to outlaw it in bars, right?
Right. And everybody was against it, and now they're thrilled about it because it has really actually increased business?
Well, exactly. My point is that if a person came into a bar, you're sitting at a bar, and a person came in with a bar with a 55-gallon drum of benzene and sat down next to you and popped the top off of it because somehow it enhances his bar experience. That, you know, that would be illegal. And that, it's the same thing with secondhand cigarette smoke. It's a Class A carcinogen, the same as benzene. It wouldn't matter, Enid, if it was odorless or colorless. It's a Class A carcinogen. That kind of thing needs to be kept in their own homes so the rest of us are exposed.
All right, but if you live in an apartment building, you're not even going to be able to smoke in Belmont. You can only smoke in your own home if you are living in a single-family detached residence. So if it's a duplex, or what do you call it when it's two? Is that right? Duplex when it's two, you know, yeah. Side by side, and you can't smoke.
Well, that's very unfortunate for them. But the thing of it is you can't bring benzene into your apartment complex or a duplex either.
Yeah, but is benzene legal?
It's a Class A carcinogen.
But is it legal? Because cigarettes are legal. I'm playing devil's advocate.
Well, sure it is. Sure it is. It is. I mean, in its uses. But my point is that you have to have the person that is exposing you has to take every measure so you're not. The person that has the substance has to take every measure so that the public isn't exposed. It's the same thing with secondhand smoke. It's the same thing.
Okay.
It's very simple. It's just very simple. And I'm all for this. I was for, you know, the tobacco tax and all that stuff, too. I would have loved to have seen it. But I'm telling you, it's there's just no question.
Okay,
no
Charlie, question. I thank you for calling and weighing in. I appreciate your comments. Good observations.
Yeah.
349-1320, Brian and Fair Oaks. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Enid, I'm back. I made it back from Kansas, and I have to tell you, the ultimate irony down there, I forgot, because I lived in California for 20 years, and when I went home, I went to a restaurant, and everybody was smoking in this restaurant, and I almost choked trying to before I could even order.
Oh, I know. I know exactly what you're talking about. That happened to me, too.
I forgot about that, but now the irony to me is that I'm in the exact same place in Kansas where, to tie it into the gay thing, where you can't leave that bar with a partner and get the same, you know, benefits and go adopt a child, but it's okay to choke me out and kill me in the restaurant.
Thank you, Brian. Welcome back. Welcome to California, Brian. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Jim in Folsom. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jim.
Hello, Enid. How you doing?
I'm doing well. We have one line open. Somebody grab it. Tell me what's on your mind.
Well, you just had the gentleman call and say that the cigarette smoke is a Class A carcinogen.
Yeah.
So is car exhaust. Are they going to legalize driving cars there?
Yeah, but is anybody inhaling an exhaust pipe and wants to live to tell about it in a bar or anywhere else?
Well, they're not. People aren't smoking in bars now, but, you know, if they're going to legalize smoking cigarettes out on the streets or, you know,
yeah, but if you,
car
if you,
or whatever.
Yeah, but if exhaust fumes are illegal, how are you going to, I mean, there's some things that we have to, I guess, make peace with unless the law is such that everybody has to drive hybrid cars.
No, what they're doing is saying that, you know, that the city council there is saying that, hey, I need my car to drive around, so it's okay. But I don't smoke, so that's not okay. And that's not okay with me.
Well, I take it you're a smoker.
I'm a smoker, but I'm tired of being, you know,
marginalized.
I'm constantly being harassed by non-smokers, and it's not, you know, I try to be a conscientious smoker. I don't smoke around people that don't smoke. I'll take it outside. I don't do it inside. I understand about bars. I understand about restaurants. But the thing is if you're out on the city streets, you know, they're pushing it just a little bit too far there, I think.
So why don't you quit? Jim? Can you hear me? No, I think you can't hear me. All right, Jim, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866. Well, because, you know, it's more addictive than crack, they say. And about my mom, who was diagnosed with emphysema, She'd quit smoking about 20 years before the diagnosis, if you can believe that. 349-1320. We have one line open, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, thank you very much, Enid. Car exhaustion all over the place on South Bend 99. People are stopped down, so you know it's there. And you know what I'd be doing in it, in the car, while I was sitting there waiting? Exactly what we've been talking about. And you know what? I'll tell you what, Enid, it is so hard to quit smoking. It's like speeding. It's the same thing. I mean, I cannot do I can't do below 65 when I'm driving on the roadway. Same thing. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's Enid Live. Full frontal talk radio, AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the show.
The Morning Retort, Scott and Sam.
Came out, and all of a sudden, boom, they go, oh,
they didn't make it sexy.
We used a couple celebrities a little bit later on, but there's one that has shadows burned into the sidewalk. In my experience, you sell a car by, I don't know, showing the car?
They've done that.
That car would take a Viper off the line. I did it all the time.
See, that's the thing that people weren't aware of.
I'm a car girl, sure.
Yeah. So am I.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Party, special occasion, business luncheon, or just for the holidays. Want a great idea that's healthy? Edible arrangements. Fruit arrangements that look so good to eat because you can. Edible arrangements. Fresh, delicious, and wonderfully unforgettable. Edible arrangements. Call today, 784-6639. That's 784-6639.
Hey, Jessica Boxley, you're not exactly fond of colder weather, so this is the time of year you really appreciate a fireplace and a really good internet connection. And AT&T Yahoo High-Speed Internet is the fastest internet in Northern California for the price. As low as $14.99 a month. You can stay warm while you share photos with friends, work on your homepage, or shop online for sweaters. So that's Jessica's world. For everybody who's not Jessica, if we can keep her out of the cold with a blazing fast internet connection, we can deliver the right speed to you, too. For as low as $14.99 a month, it includes a free online security suite, personalized browser, and virtually unlimited photo storage. Go online for our best deals and find out how to qualify for a Visa gift card worth up to $75. Call 1-800-PICK-ATT or visit att.com/pickatt for more information. Oh, and Jessica? Nice parka. You always wear that inside? The new AT&T. Your world. Delivered.
Claim based on comparison to major broadband providers. Residential customers only. Requires qualifying AT&T local service. Visa gift card applies to plans priced $19.99 or higher. For details of additional charges and terms, call 1-866-416-6471 toll free or visit att.com/offer details.
Is your kitchen the heart of your home where everyone gathers for the holidays? Why not redecorate by replacing your unattractive cabinets with beautiful, new, functional cabinets? Loomis Cabinet Sales will replace your old cabinets with the cabinets you dreamed of in just 3 to 4 weeks. You'll have a beautiful new kitchen gathering place just in time for the holidays.
Visit Sacramento's largest cabinet showroom and choose from over 500 styles. Loomis Cabinet Sales Design Team will turn your kitchen dream into reality.
Loomis Cabinet Sales beats big box store prices and doesn't compromise on personal service.
For a limited time, get a free stainless steel dishwasher with your purchase of new kitchen cabinets. Now that's got to put you in the holiday spirit.
Treat yourself this holiday season with your brand new dream kitchen of new cabinets from Loomis Cabinet Sales and a free stainless steel dishwasher. Some restrictions apply. Call Loomis Cabinet Sales at 916-638-5655 for your free consultation or look them up at loomiscabinetsales.com.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey! 528 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. I have here a list from Lisa West on EPA's Class A carcinogens, and I'm sure what they've done, I'm sure cigarette smoke, if you, one of you said it was a Class A carcinogen, but they don't mention it as cigarette smoke. They probably have broken it down by its chemical components, and I really don't know what the chemical components are of cigarette smoke. So those of you who do know, you can let me know about that. The lines are full. They will open up, and when they do, I will give out the numbers. We are talking about the city of Belmont in San Mateo County. Belmont is making history. It is going to become the first city in the nation to ban smoking on its streets and almost everywhere else. And this means everywhere else. Listen to this. They're going to prohibit smoking anywhere in the city except for single family detached residences. So you're not going to be able to smoke in the street, in a park, even in your car. If you're smoking in your car, You could get a ticket for that, although I don't know what the tickets are going to run, how much are going to run. And I have asked the question in a further plot twist. Supposing you have a chronic condition and you have a valid prescription for medical marijuana and you live in an apartment building or you want to light up in your car or someplace, then what? Maybe you get an exemption. Maybe you get a special license plate tag or some kind of a tag or something that exempts you from the law. Maybe that's how they're going to do it. Jan in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jan.
Hi. I'd just like to throw something out there. I'm both a recovering alcoholic and recovering smoker, but to me, more people are killed and families ruined by alcohol than by smoking. And I realize smoking is a bad thing, too, but you don't hear too many people of getting killed in a car accident because it was smoking.
No, but it's a slow form of suicide. They kill themselves, and they're going to take you along with them if it's secondhand smoke that you're inhaling. But does it have to be an either-or situation? So if drinking, in your view, if drinking is worse, we need to concentrate more on that?
Yeah, because they keep raising the taxes on cigarettes, and like you say, I don't smoke anymore, so it's not that big a deal. But they need to do something about the alcoholism, too,
Well, I think they're Jen, I'm having a hard time hearing you, so I'm going to thank you for the call. It's kind of a muddled cell phone signal. But thank you for calling in. I see what you're saying. Well, you know what? I think that alcoholism and smoking are very related, drinking and smoking. Not because we have one line open, by the way, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Only because you're trying to, you'll notice when somebody lights a cigarette. This has always been my theory. It's a moment of self-medication. It's a moment of anxiety is when people like to smoke or they want to fill up with something. And I used to, your goddess used to smoke, and thank God, I started when I was 14 years old. And thank God I quit. And it wasn't easy. I'll tell you how I quit. I quit because a good friend's brother got married. And he was a brand new doctor, and for some reason I spent a week or two with him and his wife. They are now divorced on their honeymoon, if you can believe that. I sort of stayed with. I'm sure that's why they got divorced, because I was there on their honeymoon for part of it. And he scared me. I coughed something up, and he put the fear of the universe in me. He said, oh, that's really bad stuff. Oh, this means you've got this or that or the other. Oh, you better quit smoking. And he said, we are here for you. He said, the first week will be terrible, and the second week will be much better. And you know, he was right. That first week wasn't the perkiest, but I was able to give it up. And the second week was almost okay, not quite. And then I never looked back, never picked up a cigarette after that. And I can remember when I did smoke, always, it's like, I'll tell you what it reminds me of, being at the computer. Have you ever had the sensation, and there is something called computer addiction, but have you ever had the sensation of being at the computer and you want more? You know, you've been to all the sites that you go to, but you want more, but there isn't any more. You just, you know, you hang out there and you're trying to find something more, and it's not there. And I often felt that way with a cigarette. I'd have one, then I'd have two, and you wanted more. But, you know, at a certain point, it simply wasn't there. So, and it's a hard addiction. It's a hard addiction to beat, but if you do it, you will be a healthier person for having done it. Shelley in Red Bluff. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Shelley.
Hi, Enid. Thank you for taking my call.
You are welcome.
Yes, my whole family, except myself, my mother, my sister, and my father were all smokers, and I lived in that environment for 22 years. My father has passed away from cancer. My mother was diagnosed with lung cancer 3 years ago.
Oh.
And my sister was just diagnosed 2 weeks ago with lung cancer.
Oh.
I wholeheartedly agree with this ban.
Oh, my goodness, really?
Yes.
Well, my parents both smoked, and I inhaled all that stuff.
Yes.
And as I said, my mother was had quit smoking, and I think about 20 years later, as I recall, she was diagnosed with emphysema. After she quit, she said, "Oh, she was so certain. My mother was a woman of great certitude. She said, "Oh, you must have that wrong." She said to the doctor, "I don't smoke anymore." Well, they didn't have it wrong.
Yes.
So, well, are you a little concerned for yourself? I would think.
I am. I actually went in and had a CT chest x-ray done, and that was clear, but my doctor told me I needed to go in every year for a CT scan of my chest, and of course my medical insurance will not cover that.
Well, do you really need a CT scan every year? Did you go to a specialist?
I did. I went to an oncology specialist.
What's a lung guy called again? A pulmonologist.
Pulmonologist, yes.
Did you didn't go to...
I did not go to a pulmonologist yet, but...
I would say talk to the pulmonologist if you're concerned about lung cancer. Because I don't know. You know, sometimes you wonder about getting all those scans, and they put out a certain amount of radiation, too, even though they say it's low dose. You know what? I think you're going to – the goddess here putting on her – who's got house – you know, who's the goddess is in right now. I think you're going to probably be okay.
Well, thank you very much.
How old – can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 42.
42. And how old is your sister who was diagnosed?
44.
44. But she smoked, right?
She did. She quit the day my mom found out she had cancer. So 3 years ago.
But you never smoked?
I never smoked, no.
And you were out of the house at what age?
22, after college.
Oh, well, I think you're gonna be around to bedevil your enemies for quite a good long time, Shelley. That's what
I hope so.
What the goddess thinks here.
Well,
all right, that'll be $150, please. Oh, never mind. Thank you very much.
Right, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, you too. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Bill in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Enid. I talked to you about 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
I was the guy with the House full of Republicans having a family reunion.
Oh, yes. What happened? Did you survive?
Well, I'll tell you what, the election day was delicious. I actually had a bet with my brother he bet me that Brown would lose against Pachigian. And so I'm actually donating the money that I've won.
Your brother must have the IQ of room temperature. I mean, all the polls have Jerry Brown hugely ahead of Pachigian. I hope you made a huge bet with your brother.
Oh, I got $100 out of him. I tried to get him to $500 the day before the election, and he wouldn't do it. And anyway, I'm donating the money to Nancy Pelosi.
Your brother's going to be apoplectic.
Yeah, but anyway, what I called about today was I was actually working today. I do a maintenance on apartment houses and rent houses that my family owns, and I was working in a house where they were replacing the windows and the front door, and husband and wife smoke like chimneys, and they're a retired couple. They're home all day.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in there for about 5 hours, and I got physically ill. I had to lay down for about an hour after I got done there. I had to go
get a mask if you're going to be working in there. I bet all the walls are yellow too.
It was horrible. The only thing I was taking out, you hold them up to the sunlight, and it was like looking through a really dark pair of sunglasses. You know, the nicotine and tar that had deposited on the windows. These people have lived in there for 15 years. It was just absolutely gross. And I'm thinking, you know, I can't believe that these, you know, the guy has emphysema and he's still smoking a pack out.
Well, at this point, it doesn't matter probably.
Yeah.
What difference does it make at that point? You know, why then deny somebody who's in the checkout line? Because it's not going to make any difference.
Exactly, but I couldn't believe it though. I mean, I watched in 5 hours each of them smoked at least 2 packs of cigarettes apiece.
So you're in agreement with what the city of Belmont is trying to do?
Well, you know, having to work in this house, it's horrible.
Well, if you have all right now, I think you bring up a really good point. And Bill, I thank you for calling. If you've got an elderly couple, one is now diagnosed with emphysema, and they are huge smokers. And they live in Belmont. What are they going to be grandfathered in? And they're not in a detached residence house. They're older people. Maybe they're on a fixed income. Maybe they don't satisfy the requirements, but they're smokers and they've been lifelong smokers. What do you do about people like that? We have a line open, 349-1320-866-626-1320. Suzanne in Rancho. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, I was at the, I should use a phony name, but I was at the casino this morning.
You're a morning casino player? You must have a bad, Suzanne. Did you win or did you lose?
Well, I lost, and I'm going to put my headache on the smoke, though.
So what happened? Are they allowed smoking in the casinos?
Yeah, this is how they handle it. They have a non-smoking room. It's a little teeny, tiny room, and you have to walk through the entire casino to get to it.
In other words, you have to breathe in all the secondhand smoke before you get in.
And the room is so small, and it has so few machines, no games in it, just machines. And if you want to use any of the other facilities, like the bathroom or the it's Thunder Valley, and it's actually a very nice casino, or to go any place to eat or to go to the cashier or any other service aside from just playing funky slot machines in that specific room, then you have to go out to the main casino and
choke.
Yeah, it's pretty.
You're getting choked. You're getting choked twice as you lose your money because the house they built that marvelous casino because the odds are not in your favor.
Well, actually, if we put it side by side, I come out ahead.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. But, spoken like a true gambler, and I know about that. My dad used to say he was going to Vegas to visit his money, and it turned out to be true, unfortunately, yes. Well, okay, I'm glad you're ahead. And are you a smoker, did you say?
No, oh my God, no.
So what do you do? So do you stay in the room where you will live a little longer, but you have worse machines, or do you stay in the main arena?
The time of day that I go early in the morning because I get off work at 6 in the morning. There's not all that many people there. There's all their ashtrays there, and I always have to clean all the ashtrays away. And if someone sits down and they're smoking next to me, I get up and go to another machine. Unless, of course, I'm winning, then I go.
our motto is, why make our beneficiaries happy? All right, Suzanne, you go, girl. I thank you for calling. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Ken, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ken.
Hi. On the smoking issue, if I'm sitting down outside in an ATM line and some guy lights up in front of me, that is affecting me and I don't really have any say in the matter. So I think it's a good thing that what Belmont's doing, that you have to be in a single family home. And because
maybe a lot of people will move to Belmont because of this, and maybe a few people will move out because of this too.
Yeah, but it's kind of the smoker's fault. They don't really look at other people's space when they light up a cigarette in the middle of a park.
Here's what a lot of smokers say. Well, it's a violation of my rights. Give me a break. It's a public health issue. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Pure and simple. Ken, I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. John in Antelope. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, John.
Hello. My first thing is one, how are they going to enforce it? And two, if all the smokers quit smoking, our government would be bankrupt.
It would? Why? The taxes? Yeah. Would our government be bankrupt because of why? The taxes?
Yeah, the taxes. I mean, how much taxes are generated from a pack of cigarettes? Over half, right?
Yeah, but I don't know how significant the revenues are to the functioning. Are you a smoker?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So what do you think about what Belmont is doing? Is this a good thing or not a good thing?
I think it's a good thing if they can find out how to enforce it. I mean, are they going to start breaking down doors and going door to door like DEA drug raids?
Well, maybe they'll have us, like meter maids.
Yeah, I mean, maybe at night they'll go peeking in the windows, seeing if they see any red cherries.
All right, I have to tell you a story. When I first got to Sacramento, Moi, your goddess, had taken up residence in a hotel here just recently, just earlier this year. And it's supposed to be a no-smoking environment, but you could pass by the doors and you could smell cigarette smoke. It wasn't always easy to tell which door it was coming from, because in a hotel there's a lot of different doors there. But yeah, if they caught you, they fined you. I forget now what they charge you $300 or something if you smoked in that hotel, because it's a non-smoking hotel. And I don't know if they want to rat out their customers like that or treat their customers that way. But it was hard. But you can smell it. And if I could have figured out which door some of this stuff was coming from, I might have turned in the miscreants. But I never could figure out which door it was. So I didn't feel like I was on solid ground.
Yeah, I guess what this does is creates, a business will find a way to detect smoke, and they'll just plant it on your front door, and meter maid will walk by, and if the smoke meter's up, then they're coming in and giving you a ticket.
Well, you know what they're going to do, John? They're going to smoke you out before they write that ticket. I thank you for the call, 349-1320-866-626-1320. Mark in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Enid. Let me qualify my comment first. I am a smoker, but I try and limit it to when I'm awake.
Lucky you for being successful in that endeavor.
Well, you know, I try, but I'm actually one of these smokers that tries to respect other people's space. I don't smoke around my wife or child. I don't smoke indoors. It's a horrible habit. I absolutely hate it. It disgusts me. Other people smoke disgust me. With that said, I think that in most cases you have to be 20 feet away from the entrance of a building. You're not allowed to smoke in restaurants and bars. You know, enough already. People know where smokers are going to be, where they're going to congregate, and it's a choice that you make if you want to go to that place and be exposed to that or not.
Okay. So what are you saying about Belmont?
I think it's more symbolic, really, than anything. How are they going to?
Well, I don't know, but you know, let's say you're elderly, I don't know how they're going to implement some of this, but you're elderly, you're on a fixed income. You've been smoking for the last 5,000 years, and you're not going to be able to move. Maybe they'll grandfather you in. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. However, if you live near these people and you're subjected to it, it is secondhand smoke. And I am told that on the EPA's list of Class A carcinogens, the way that cigarettes are shown is as chloromethyl ether. So I don't. That's what I'm told. I don't know.
Well, I know they're more addictive than methamphetamine.
Cocaine.
Absolutely, they are.
Yeah, supposed to be more addictive than crack cocaine. And don't forget, the cigarette companies have been amping up the addiction part of it and denying it at the same time. So you have a double whammy. But
and also, you know, just real quick, this is a blast from the past talking to you. I used to be your board operator at another station here in Sacramento.
It's who talking to me? Tell
Mark
me.
McKee.
Oh, Mark! Gosh! Oh, well, I'm delighted to talk to you.
Well, it's good to hear you. It's good to hear you on the air. I was surfing through the dial, and I thought, I know that voice.
Well, and likewise. Well, and quit smoking. Don't smoke anymore.
I would, but I value my relationships. The only way I could quit smoking is to be dropped off in the desolation wilderness for about 6 months.
And that would do it, huh?
That would do it. Otherwise,
that's a tough one.
My wife would leave me, and so would the rest of my family and friends.
Well, but maybe you go on a pilgrimage for a week or two, and then you come back.
I absolutely hate it. I've been doing it for over 20 years, and it disgusts me. I hate doing it. I've been able to kick other things from my past, but not this, and it's horrible.
You know what? It'll be
at
here.
At the same time, I don't think that that people need to be discriminated against. I think we need to preach more common courtesy from smokers.
You know what I think, Mark? I think that if you take it as a challenge because you hate it so much, take it as a challenge the more it grates on you. Maybe the more you'll be motivated. You know, sometimes things change, and sometimes your metabolism changes, and sometimes your tastes change, and sometimes the configuration of all that stuff that sort of propelled you in one direction doesn't do that so much anymore. So it might become a bit easier.
I think my 3.5-month-old daughter is going to be my biggest motivation here.
Well, that would be a good thing. I'm delighted to hear from you. Thank you for calling.
Good to talk to you. Take care.
Yes, you as well. 349-1320, 866-626-2613-20. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live right here on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel, where we're smoking today.
Well, let me tell you something, Enid. You know what? Speaking from one board operator to another, I know what Mark's going through. That's exactly how I feel, and I hate it. It disgusts me. I don't smoke around anyone at all. I mean, in casinos, but I haven't gambled in years and years and years. So, yeah, I sneak out back. I don't want anybody to see me. I don't want little kids to know I do. You know, I mean, if I kiss a boy, I don't let him know. I mean, I scrub my teeth. I carry toothpaste with me. But you know what? It is like heroin and all that other stuff. It is hard.
It's very
to
hard.
Kick. Yes. Absolutely.
But you'll do it. You'll do it.
Well, you know what's really tough in Sacramento is hit and run. I guess that's tough to kick, too. We have several of them along route, southbound 99, coming up 50 over top of the mountain, and as well I-5 and J Street. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The crisp of a fall morning.
The winds of season change, the crackle of an evening fire in your home hearth, and the warmth of wood floors, Brazilian cherry, orchard walnut, Australian chestnut, just in time for the holidays. Now, today, you can have the luxury of hardwood floors, which are eco-friendly and only available at Green Sacramento. Hardwood floors from Eco Timber allow you to make a sustainable choice without sacrificing quality or value at prices competitive with the big box stores. Now, today, you need to shop Green Sacramento, Fulton, at Alta Arden. You can have the warmth of hardwood floors in your home by the holidays. An Eco Timber floor is a healthy choice for your home and an eco-friendly choice for our forest, and they are only at Green Sacramento, Fulton, at Alta Arden. Now, today, you can have Eco Timber hardwood floors installed in your home by the holidays, where beauty, quality, and the best environmental practices come together to create a solid investment in your home. Now, today, make the stop. Green Sacramento, Fulton at Alta Arden, or on the web at greensacramento.com.
Are you having any fun?
Come into Safeway today for terrific prices on turkeys. With your club card, get Grade A Manor House frozen turkeys up to 16 pounds, just $5.99 each. Over 16 pounds, just $7.99 each. Plus, get honeysuckle turkeys up to 16 pounds, just $7.99 each. Over 16 pounds, just $9.99 each. Limit 2 while supplies last. Safeway guarantees the lowest price on USDA Grade A frozen turkeys. We'll match any competitor's price. Restrictions apply. Start thawing your turkey today to make the exclusive Safeway 2-hour turkey recipe. Plus, get great side dish recipes. Pick up the 4 tools needed to create the 2-hour turkey and receive $3 off. Today, either in-store with your club card or online at Safeway.com, California-grown seedless Clementine Mandarin oranges are $4.99 for a 5-pound box. Plus, get Dreyer's Grand Ice Cream in 1 3/4 quarts. Selected varieties are buy one, get one of equal or lesser value free. And check out our special holiday hours.
Are you having any fun?
Safeway, ingredients for life.
For a limited time in Sleep Train, you'll save 20 to 50% off on select clearance mattress sets while supplies last. Hurry in today and let Sleep Train's friendly staff help you discover why Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep.
I'm just going to say right now what we're not saying.
She's not right.
And let the chips fall.
But she's never wrong.
Let the chips fall. Let the chips fall where they've
been. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, I'm Michelle Shockley, going places on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The Sacramento County Historical Society presents A Taste of History at the Tow Auto Museum on Friday night. More than 15 historical groups and museums will prepare and offer tastings of traditional foods popular in California from its early days through 1950. The Sacramento Harvest Festival, an original art and craft show, is happening Friday through Sunday at Cal Expo. The Mountain Mandarin Festival is happening Saturday and Sunday at the Gold Country Fairgrounds in Auburn. This juicy fruit, the mandarin orange, is only available from now through January. Local favorite Mumbo Gumbo is in concert on Saturday night at the Palms in Winters. And clean-cut comedian Brian Regan is bringing his You Too comedy tour to the Crest Theater on Saturday night. I'm Michelle Shockley, going places on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The Randy Rhoads Show.
If anybody owes an apology, it is this president. He owes an apology to these troops who he deployed in paltry numbers with no plan for victory, without the equipment they needed, without any strategy, without any ability to even say there's going to be a counterinsurgency.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Here's Johnny. Homeowners, can't afford to sell your property because you don't have adequate equity to pay off your loan, commissions, and closing costs? We can help. We'll negotiate with your lender for them to pay all the costs of the sale and stamp your loan balance as settled. We call that a short sale. Listen Saturday morning, 9:30 a.m. on KCTC to the John Brooks Realty Show, where we will be discussing all aspects of the short sale. Can't wait? Call us today at 372-SAVE. That's 372-7283.
Taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, the pre-holiday edition, the post-election edition of Enid Live, the anti-smoking edition of Enid Live. Let me give you the numbers. We do have a few lines open now. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We're talking about what Belmont is doing, the city of Belmont and San Mateo County. They are enacting the strictest laws against smoking in the whole country. And let me also share something else with you. Well, let me get, well, all right, let me finish one thing before I jump off to the other. But the Belmont City Council has voted unanimously to pursue the strictest law in the country. It's going to prohibit smoking anywhere in Belmont except for single-family detached residences. You're not going to be able to smoke on the street. You're not going to be able to smoke in a park. You're not going to be able to even smoke in your car. And if you have a valid prescription for medical marijuana, I don't know what they're going to do. Maybe they're going to give you some sort of an exemption. What if you're elderly and you are suffering from emphysema, you're living on a fixed income, you're in an apartment building, then what? Are you going to have to move and you and your beloved are heavy smokers, and that is the case with some people? What happens then? You have to leave Belmont? What if you can't afford to do that? I just got this email from Lynn, and she says, Enid, there's going to be an ongoing audit observation at the Placer County Registrar's Office to count thousands of absentee ballots and to verify thousands of provisional ballots from last week's election. As you know, the Placer County vote difference between Charlie Brown and Doolittle was, she says, 2,082 votes. The last number I had was 3,000 and something. So she says it is possible that this count could make a difference. It is important that we have volunteer auditors to witness, this important count. So if you are interested in becoming a volunteer auditor, you want to call the Auburn Area Democrats at 530-888-9013. If you want to join the audit team or the registrar's office at 530-886-5650, we'll talk more about that. El Dorado County listeners need to volunteer their time for an audit in their county. Also, Lynn emails me, and she says that many of the Placer County volunteers for Charlie went to apartment complexes and to the hinterlands of places like Forest Hill to talk to registered voters. I know, because she says I was one of them. Okay, so there you have it. We'll talk about that later, maybe in the next hour. Let's head over to the phone, 349-1320, Alika in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Alika.
Hi, it's actually Alika.
Alika, I'm so sorry.
That's okay, no problem. You know, I think that, I myself am a smoker, but like your last caller, I'm courteous. I don't light up a cigarette when children are around or I'm in an enclosed area with, you know, non-smokers. But I think over the last, like, maybe 10 years, like, the non-smoking half of the society has created this image of a smoker, and we're automatically judged as, like, these bad people because of, you know, being a smoker. And it isn't fair, I don't think. And I think in Belmont what they're doing is basically they're creating, like, a prejudice against smokers.
Well, I think they're looking, Alika, they're looking at it as a, I'm sorry, I'm saying your name wrong. Alika?
That's okay.
Alika. Yeah. I think they're looking at it as a public health issue. And you don't, you know, somebody called in to say that smoke is a class A carcinogen. So can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 28.
28. How long have you been smoking?
Quite a few years, actually. Since I was a teenager.
Since you were a teenager. Do you want to keep smoking or you want to give it up?
No, I'd love to give it up, but
it's hard. You
know, it's one of those things that
Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. A top general weighs in on Iraq.
I believe that the troop levels need to stay where they are.
CBS News correspondent David Martin reports.
General John Avezay told the Senate Armed Services Committee he is against either a substantial buildup or a cutback in U.S. troops.
Also remember that
then he made this stunning admission.
We can put in 20,000 more Americans tomorrow and achieve a temporary effect. But when you look at the overall American force pool that's available out there, the ability to sustain that commitment is simply not something that we have right now with the size of the Army and the Marine Corps.
Which raises this question. Is the current strategy the best strategy or simply the best the U.S. can do under the circumstances?
Avezay came under fire from Republicans and Democrats alike. New York Senator Hillary Clinton said hope is not a strategy.
I have heard over and over again, the government must do this. The Iraqi army must do that. Nobody disagrees with that. The brutal fact is, it is not happening.
One of the four American soldiers charged with raping an Iraqi girl, then killing her and her family, has pleaded guilty, agreeing to testify against the others. CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula was at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, for the confession.
I did it because I hated Iraqis. That's how Specialist James Barker explained his raping and killing of a 14-year-old girl. Barker labeled it a dumb, crazy idea. He told a judge here at Fort Campbell that the unspeakable crime has caused Iraqis to, quote, hate us even more.
Barker's lawyer says he agreed to the plea deal to avoid the death penalty. At Camp Pendleton, California, a Marine private who pleaded guilty to reduced charges in the killing of an Iraqi civilian has been sentenced to 18 months in custody. Delta Airlines, struggling to emerge from bankruptcy, is the target of an $8 billion hostile takeover bid from U.S. Airways. Reporter Pete Combs has reaction in Atlanta.
Ask a Delta retiree what she thinks about merging with U.S. Airways.
I was in my car and I almost wrecked it. It was a shock, and it might happen.
But airline analyst Mike Boyd says from a consumer standpoint, it better not happen. The only people he thinks will benefit from such a merger might be Delta stockholders and creditors of the bankrupt airline.
If they're creditors who are going to get 10 cents on the dollar with the first plan and 15 cents on the dollar with the U.S. Air plan, they don't care if the airline lives or dies. They want more for their money.
Pete Combs, CBS News, Atlanta.
Air Force One on the ground in Singapore, the second stop on President Bush's Asia tour. It's Thursday there now, and in about 8 hours, Mr. Bush will deliver what's described as a major speech. And Emmett Smith, the three-time Super Bowl champion, has just won the ABC Dancing with the Stars competition, beating Mario Lopez in the finals. On Wall Street today, another record for the Dow, up 33 points to 12,251. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Emergency, this is Samantha.
Hi there. I locked myself. I shouldn't say I did. My dogs locked me out of my car.
Oh, sure. Blame it on the dogs. May I please have this OnStar PIN number?
536.
In most cases, OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors.
Now, the vehicle, is it currently running?
No, it stopped for fuel. I'm sure one of them must have stepped up on the door handle and pushed the button.
See, I always tell people, when you got animals in the vehicle, you got to bring them out a treat. This is what happened.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Okay, so the signal's going through right now. There we go. It's unlocked.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay, have a great day.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services cost only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
Turkey Day is a week away. How will your bird be cooked this year? CBS News correspondent Stephen Kaufman found there's more variety than ever.
The sound is the same, but Thanksgiving continues to evolve into something far more expansive than what Grandma was accustomed to. Sherry Rosenblatt with the National Turkey Federation says alternative cooking methods are gaining steam.
Some people will deep fry their turkey in some of the coldest places in the United States, along with grilling them. But the majority of us still do what Mom did and what Grandma did, and that's roast our turkeys for Thanksgiving.
Other choices gaining in popularity are natural and range-fed birds. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
The Lane family of Millstone Township, New Jersey, wasn't planning to have turkey at home this year, but that changed when a wild turkey crashed through a second-floor bedroom window. The bird flew out again, but not before it left a Thanksgiving remembrance on the carpet. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
To the left, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Five minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to hour four of the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. I want to remind you that Frank McCord is going to be our guest tomorrow in studio in the 4 o'clock hour. He is the Pulitzer Prize winning author of Angela's Ashes. Didn't write his book, first book till he was 66 years old, had a 30-year career teaching in the public schools, was born in Brooklyn, went back with his family at a very young age to Ireland where they had a highly impoverished existence, came back to this country as a young and uncertain man, and made his way in the public school system in New York, and has this immense success at 66, winning a Pulitzer Prize. His next book was Tiz, and the newest book, I think, is Teacher Man, now out in paperback. He's a wonderful raconteur and an even better writer, and he'll be with us tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour. Also, we'll be a part of the California Lecture Series at the Crest Theater tomorrow night. You can call for tickets. Let me give you the numbers. You can call me. I don't have any tickets to give you right now, but maybe we have some good conversation. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. And you can email me, enid@kctc.com. And we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. Let me give you some idea of where we have been today. We started out by talking about, if you really want to make Sacramento a world-class city, an arena is not going to do it as much as a signature airport, a good architecturally designed airport, something that makes a statement. It may be too late now. There's a new terminal. One of you called who's involved in the project and says, you know, if you don't act now, you lose all that federal money for it. But it looks kind of mediocre to me, and I would have loved to have seen something magnificent because you don't always get a chance to build a terminal. And we've also been talking about OJ, and right now the Goldmans are on with Larry King, on Larry King Live. And how low can you go? OJ has written a book in which he hypothetically confesses to the murder of Nicole and how he would have hypothetically murdered her had he been the murderer, but he is too busy looking for her murderer on the golf courses of Florida and other places. And the question is, if he makes any money from this book, and with all the publicity he probably will, does it go to satisfy the $33.5 million judgment against him that the victims were able to be awarded? And I don't think they've seen one penny, and I know the Goldmans were part of it. I don't know if the Browns were in that, were involved with that judgment, but the Goldmans certainly were. So the nice silver lining here would be if the money that book generates goes into the victims' families' pockets. And, of course, the Brown family is outraged. We're also talking about the city of Belmont in San Mateo County. They are going to be the first U.S. city to ban all smoking. They voted unanimously to pursue a strict law that will prohibit smoking anywhere in the city except for single-family detached residences. Smoking on the street, in a park, even in your car is going to become illegal, and people would have the option of handing out tickets if they catch somebody. So are people going to hand out the tickets? Your neighbor's going to hand out the tickets? Or is it going to be the Smokey the Bear is going to, I don't know who's going to hand out meter maids for this. And if you have a prescription for medical marijuana, then what do you do? Do you get a special exemption? If you have a chronic condition and you have a legitimate prescription for medical marijuana, can you toke in your car in your apartment building if you don't live in a single detached residence? And what if you're old? An old couple smoking, suffering from emphysema and a fixed income. It's hard to know which is worse. And you're not going to be able to afford to move to leave Belmont. Are you grandfathered in, or do you have to keep paying these tickets? And how much are these tickets anyway? Smoking, as far as I know, is still illegal, but it is a public health issue. And I don't want to, you know, if you're going to commit a slow form of suicide, fine, but I don't want you to take me with you. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, and let me add the information that I shared with you a moment ago. Let me see if I can find it again, but Here it is. Lynn has emailed me. There's going to be an ongoing audit observation at the Placer County's County Registrar's Office to count thousands of absentee ballots and to verify thousands of provisional ballots from last week's election. As you know, the Placer County vote difference between Charlie Brown and Doolittle was only, she says, only 2,082 votes. I thought it was 3,000 and something, but maybe it narrowed in the most recent count. So she says it's possible that this count could make a difference. Now, Charlie told me when he called in the last time, Charlie Brown, that there were about 30,000 absentee and provisional ballots to count. Now, I don't know if that's in total or only in Placer County. She says it's important that we have volunteer auditors to witness this important count. And so if you want to be a volunteer auditor, let me give you the phone number. Number is 530. This is the Auburn Area Democrats at 530-888-9013. Or you can call the registrar's office at 530-886-5650. Eldorado County listeners also need to volunteer their time for an audit in their county as well. So, 349-1320. Let's head over to Sacramento. Rosita, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Rosita.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Hi. You know, I was calling in about the smoking issue down in Beaumont, Texas.
No, not Beaumont, Texas. Belmont, California, in San Mateo County. Just a hop, skip, and
really?
A jump away. Yes. Could happen. It could come to Sacramento. What do you think?
I think it's perfect. I can't stand smokers. And I do have something against them. It's just the fact that there was a lady that called in earlier, and she was talking about how we need to focus on drink alcoholic drivers and things like that. Okay, I need to tell her there is already a law against people who drink and drive. There is not a law against people who smoke and drive. And smoking affects everyone around them. As soon as they light that cigarette up, it's affecting everyone around them. When you take a drink, that's only affecting you. You know, when you smoke a cigarette, it's affecting everybody around you, plus some. And then for them to ban it, it's perfect. It's useless. What's the point of smoking? There's no point to it.
So you're ready. Are you ready to pick up and move to Belmont, Rosita?
Huh?
Are you ready to pick up and move to Belmont?
I would if I could. I really would. It's ridiculous. I think that smoking is it's a habit that's used for the purpose of the money. You know, it's supply and demand.
Well, I think it's a form of self-medication. Notice when people light up in a conversation. Usually, it's a moment of anxiety, so it's a way to tamp down the anxiety.
Yeah, it is, but
it's got a high cost to benefit ratio.
What was that?
It's got a high cost to benefit ratio. In other words, whatever benefit you think you're going to get from it, it's going to cost you very dearly in order to achieve it, if you even achieve it.
Yeah, that's the point. It's like, so it, in other words, it's pointless. You know, you're going to use something that's going to affect, that's supposed to be used for you to...
So. You know what it's like? If you're trying to lose weight and it makes you really feel really good to scarf down a quart of Ben and Jerry's, and then it feels good for 1 second, and then you're stuck with it on your hips for about 3 more years. It's not such a good cost-to-benefit rate. Rosita, I thank you for calling in. 349-1320.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. David in Sacramento, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello. This is David.
Yes.
And
I know.
I'm
psychic.
Oh, good.
I could just look into this microphone and say, "Oh, that must be David from Sacramento." Yeah. Yes.
Well, I before Sacramento, I lived in Belmont, and I think it's a great idea about the non-smoking law. It makes me want to almost move back.
Really? You think maybe we should implement that in Sacramento, but maybe first we knock out the methamphetamine trade first.
That'd probably be a good idea.
we'll write you, we'll cite you for your methamphetamine use, but okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you're in favor of this. You like this idea.
Oh, yeah. Well, Belmont's mostly a retirement community, so I'm sure most of them won't have a problem with it.
It is a retirement community, but what about the older people who live there who do smoke and can't afford to move? Then what happens?
Right. Well, it is pretty an expensive place to live in the Bay Area anyways, so I'm sure most of them can't afford any tickets they might get.
Oh, I didn't know Belmont was that fancy.
It's kind of a ritzy area.
Oh, okay. All right. You know who used to live in Belmont, I think? The Shah of Iran's son, maybe.
Shah?
Yeah, maybe. Not, you know, the Shah. That was a while ago, but I think his young son used to live in Belmont or somewhere near there. David, thank you very much for filling us in on Belmont. I appreciate it. 349-1320. We have a line open. 866-626-1320. Alberto calling from Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Alberto.
I just wanted to make a comment regarding the smoking issue here.
Yes.
First of all, I think it's a great idea what they're implementing there. Because I mean, I just came from San Francisco yesterday, and I was walking down Union Square, and it's amazing how many people actually smoke. You know, and you can't just walk across the street to avoid that, and it's just ridiculous.
I know it's awful. They think that just because it's in the open air, you're not getting any of it, but you are.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, that's what you have to deal with all the time. But and most of the smokers, even though they say that they might be respectful of others, it's hard to actually be respectful, because what do you have to do if somebody's walking down the street next to you? Are they going to have to walk around you? Or I mean, you know, that's the right of way as well.
And you know what? People don't want to ask other people to stop smoking. I mean, I think most people, you know, maybe there are some obnoxious people who get off on it, but it's hard to, you know, to walk up to a stranger and say, don't do that. Because you don't know if he's got, is that a gun in his pocket, or is he happy to see you? You really don't know. Alberto, I thank you for the call. Thanks for weighing in. 349-1320. Jackie in Cameron Park. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I live in a condo complex where I'm on the top level. And for me, every time I get a lower level neighbor, they seem to want to smoke on their front stoop. And I can't leave my windows open or, you know, anything like that in the summer, because I just get a lot of cigarette smoke. However, I think if they want to go in their house and smoke, even in a condo complex, that seems to be excessive to ban that sort of thing.
Well, Belmont is doing it. You've got to live in a detached home in order to be able to smoke. So if you live in a condo complex or... But you know what? What about in the ventilation system? Would you be able to smell it from your neighbor downstairs or upstairs or next door?
If they are smoking in the house, I don't ever smell that. But who knows? Maybe if you have a different type of system, it might.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But and given that you're all living in the same community, are you going to say to your neighbor, because you really want to... Are you there, Jackie?
Yes.
I grew up in the country where your neighbors were really, really important. And so do you want to say to your neighbor, you know, your smoking bothers me? You can't say that. If they're smokers, yeah, there's not a thing that you can really say about it.
And you're in such close quarters as a condo associate, you know, condo. You do not want to piss off your neighbors.
That's exactly right. Well, I thank you for the call. I think that Belmont, I like what Belmont is doing. And anyway, they're getting a lot of, and they're, now their real estate values. Well, you think that the real estate values will probably go up? You know, we have managed, I don't know how we did this today, but we have managed to avoid talking politics all day long. How did we do this? Well, maybe I need to bring you up to speed on a couple of things. First of all, I have to read you the Borowitz report. So here it is. Senator John Kerry found himself in the middle of yet another botched joke controversy today as a 2004 Democratic nominee for president misread a classic Yo Mama joke while making a speech to military cadets at West Point. After his failed attempt at humor 1 week before the midterm elections, many observers assumed that the Massachusetts senator would retire from the comedy field once and for all. But according to one of Mr. Kerry's aides, the former Democratic standard bearer was determined to prove, quote, just how funny he can really be. Mr. Kerry decided to leave nothing to chance in his latest attempt at comedy. However, choosing a time-tested joke in the Yo Mama format and having it written on a large cue card, which an aide held aloft just yards away from the podium. According to the plan, the Massachusetts senator was to entertain the cadets by saying, Yo Mama, so stupid, it take her an hour to cook minute rice. But, inexplicably, Mr. Kerry decided to depart from his prepared remarks and instead told the cadets, you're so stupid, you're going to wind up stuck in Iraq. According to a new Newsweek poll, a majority of Americans want Mr. Kerry to get out of comedy altogether. In a head-to-head matchup against other comedians, Mr. Kerry receives only 4%, trailing David Brenner at 7%, Gallagher at 12%, and Carrot Top at 37%. The Borowitz Report. Satire. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to, well, satire. the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Oh, Oh, my back. Are you going to ask me what happened? I'm going to ask you what happened. What happened? I gave your mama a piggyback ride. Oh, slow down traffic. I know I shouldn't have asked you what happened. South Bend 99 by Fruit Ridge Road. We do have a two-car crash. Again, though, it's not slowing traffic. No injuries, no fire. We do have a vehicle on fire in Grass Valley stopping things down. We have a couple emergency vehicles slowing over there. And El Camino Avenue at Albatross Way, three-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
The truth, according to Enid, will set you free.
Really?
Call her now at 349-1320.
Hello, hi, how are you?
Check out great financing rates available now on a great selection of Toyota certified used vehicles. See your local Toyota dealer or go to toyota.com/certified.
Toyota certified used vehicles.
I'm News 10's Christina Mendonca. Looking for a newscast you can connect with, and you need to try News 10 at 11. We've heard from a lot of you who like what we're doing. Now we welcome the rest of you tonight on News 10.
At Cold Stone Creamery, your craving is our command. We serve it, you savor it. We mix, you munch. You name it, you got it, any way you want it. Every rich and creamy Cold Stone creation is custom made, fresh for you. Whether it's a cone, cake, shake, or smoothie, we make it right before your eyes to melt in your mouth. So don't be afraid to mix things up and take it home. After all, it's your ice cream, and it's all about you. For special offers from Cold Stone Creamery, check your Sunday paper or visit coldstonecreamery.com.
More than $2 million. That's right. After this year's 8th annual Sacramento Magazine Best of Sacramento Party, more than $2 million will have been raised for our local March of Dimes. Mark this date. Thursday, November 30th at the Sacramento Convention Center from 4:30 to 10 o'clock. Dress up and come to the celebration of everything that's great about our region with more than 200 of Sacramento Magazine's top subscribers and editors' picks showcasing their best. Enjoy the best food and drinks, shops, desserts, entertainment, and celebrities. At 9 p.m., everyone parties to the hottest dance band in our region, Wonder Bread 5. Tickets are now on sale at the Community Center box office, 264-5181, or visit tickets.com. Best of all, every penny of your ticket price goes to the March of Dimes. Sponsored in part by the Hard Rock Cafe, Total Beauty Experience, Harley Davidson of Elk Grove, Milgard Windows, and the Firehouse Restaurant.
Is your kitchen the heart of your home where everyone gathers for the holidays? Why not redecorate by replacing your unattractive cabinets with beautiful, new, functional cabinets? Loomis Cabinet Sales will replace your old cabinets with the cabinets you dreamed of in just 3 to 4 weeks. You'll have a beautiful new kitchen gathering place just in time for the holidays.
Visit Sacramento's largest cabinet showroom and choose from over 500 styles. Loomis Cabinet Sales Design Team will turn your kitchen dream into reality.
Loomis Cabinet Sales beats big box store prices and doesn't compromise on personal service.
For a limited time, get a free stainless steel dishwasher with your purchase of new kitchen cabinets. Now that's got to put you in the holiday spirit.
Treat yourself this holiday season with your brand new dream kitchen of new cabinets from Loomis Cabinet Sales and a free stainless steel dishwasher. Some restrictions apply. Call Loomis Cabinet Sales at 916-638-5655 for your free consultation or look them up at loomiscabinetsales.com.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Are you telling 3 to 5 people every single day that we are here? They can listen to, you can all listen to Enid Live from 3 to 7 Monday through Friday and Scott and Sims in the Morning Retort from 5:30 to 9 Monday through Friday and Al Franken and Randy Rhodes and RFK Jr. on the weekends and Mike Papantonio and David Bender and lots of great people here on AM 1320. And a lot of people still don't know that we're here, so that's your homework assignment. And I want to add a couple of other, one more topic to the conversation. And one thing that we did talk about previously, if you're just joining us, is that Catholic bishops have adopted guidelines if you're gay. If you're gay, you can remain in the church, but you've got to remain chaste and celibate. I guess they're the same, unless chaste is spelled a different way, C-H-A-S-E-D, but oh no, never mind. And you cannot talk about the fact that you are gay. You're not supposed to tell anybody except your friends and really close people to you in the church. Otherwise, they really don't want you talking about it. And if you're a member of the North of the Baptist State Convention of North Carolina, they have voted to cut ties with congregations that affirm or approve of homosexuality, formally adopting rigid anti-gay policy that allows the group to investigate whether member churches are gay-friendly, which means we can all go into business better than Halliburton, no bid contracts with no oversight, and develop gaydar so that these members of these churches can go around and see if it lights up on other churches or church members, and if it does, they're going to disconnect you from their church. And so now gays are the new piñatas. And if you smoke and you are gay, then I guess don't move to Belmont, I think, and think about your position within the Catholic Church or the Baptist Church. Any comments about those? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And I want to add this to the conversation. Here's what therapists, have you ever thought about having an affair on your beloved? I think most people have. Dismayed by a rash of affairs and divorces among acquaintances? This particular couple who live in Cerritos made an agreement before marrying each other 3 years ago. If either of them felt attracted to someone else, he or she would tell the other partner immediately. I don't want to be a divorce statistic, said the man, who is now 26. When she, the wife, he's Brian and she's Gloria, when Gloria later found herself attracted to another man, as difficult as it was, she confessed that fact to Brian. He responded calmly, saying he appreciated her honesty. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for your honesty. That built a lot of trust for me, said Gloria, who's now 24. The attraction quickly faded, and her bond to Brian grew stronger. An emerging trend in marriage therapy and education aims to head off one of the biggest risks in marriage: infidelity. Instead of waiting until after spouses stray and then attempting damage control, therapists and marriage educators are urging couples to build trust up front by acknowledging the possibility of cheating and heading it off through explicit spoken or written agreements. Some couples are taking similar steps on their own. I think this is preposterous myself. So that if you're thinking, honey, I'm thinking of having an affair, therapists are now advising that you confess the temptation. Do you think this is really a good idea? I'm asking you. Those of you who are, you know, your goddess here has never been married, so I feel like a Catholic priest giving sexual instruction to a new couple. But I don't know that this is the smartest thing to do. Isn't this one of these things that you sort of keep to yourself? Does it enhance the conversation? Does it diffuse the conversation when you tell your beloved that you're attracted to somebody? Does it make your beloved feel less than? Maybe your beloved thinks, well, why? How come you're not attracted to me? How come we're not sleeping together? What's the story here? So here are a whole group of marital therapists advising that if you feel attracted to somebody else, you should confess it to your spouse. Do you think this is really a good idea? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Or is this something, you remember the Jimmy Carter interview in Playboy where he said he lusted in his heart, and of course everybody made a lot of fun of that. I'm sure everybody lusts in their heart. Everybody has dreams, and everybody has attractions, and everybody has thoughts, and everybody's heart goes pity-pat for reasons that maybe even they don't understand. But do you want to confess everything? Should everything be stated? Does it clear the air? Does it make for a better relationship? That's my question, because in the Catholic Church, you know, when they want the guidelines, if you're gay, they want you to be chaste, be celibate. You can be in the church as long as you don't practice homosexuality, and as long as you don't talk about it. So I know that there's a lot to be said for transparency and for sunshine and for honesty and all that other stuff, but still, my question is, do you really want to confess that? Does it make the relationship stronger, or does it have the possibility of weakening the relationship? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Ron, on somewhere on 50, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Ron.
Yeah, hi. I just was calling about the idea of telling your spouse you're attracted to someone.
Yeah, is that going to get you points? Does that make your spouse feel wonderful?
No. That's a very bad idea.
I think so, too. And I would like to hear from psychologists, therapists, and any shrinks who are listening in today. Have you had any experience along these lines, Ron?
Yes, a long time ago, my wife once asked me which of her three friends I was most attracted to, and I made the big mistake of falling into that trap and named one. We never, ever associated with that couple again.
Oh, a relationship bite, a relationship and a potential relationship bite the dust at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate your weighing in on this.
All right.
All right. Listen, this is Marriage Counseling 101 here, 349-1320. Susan in Elk Grove, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thanks. Have a comment about the smoking ban thing in Belmont.
Yes.
You know, we make the automakers be responsible for the automobile emissions. Why can't the tobacco companies be responsible for the emissions that come from their product as well?
Ooh, what an interesting idea.
I mean, these poor smokers who get hoodwinked into thinking it's cool and, you know, they're... Yes, I understand they made a choice to light that cigarette and smoke it, but still, I mean... it's a product that was made to be a...
So, yeah, but all right, well, okay... Okay, I mean, all right, put it out there. You think that if the auto companies have to pay fines for, you know, or have to satisfy certain emission standards, then you're saying the cigarette companies have to do the same thing? And what about the baked bean companies? They have to, might have certain emissions from too many baked beans.
Well, the bread companies in Sacramento have to watch what's going out of their ovens as well. I heard that the bakeries in Sacramento can't have emissions either.
Huh.
We're
moving, as we're talking about cheating, apparently we're moving toward an emissionless society. Oh, Susan, that's bad. I thank you for the... Well, let's put it out there. Let's see how people respond to it, and I thank you for raising the issue. 349-1320. Alex in Amador County. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Enid. How are you doing today?
I am well, thank you.
I was just commenting on the smoking, and I thought it's a kind of crazy idea because I smoke myself, and I'm not denying that it's a bad thing. I made the conscious choice myself saying, yes, I am going to smoke, knowing how bad it was for me.
Why did you do that, knowing how bad it is?
I just had always seen people do it since I was little. Not my family. None of my family members have ever smoked. But I've seen other people doing it, and I decided I would try that when I got 18. And that was when I was little when I decided that.
And how old are you, and are you still smoking?
I'm 19, and I'm still smoking.
So you've only been smoking for a year.
Yes, I'm a year and a half.
So you're just a baby smoker. Kick it. Kick it if you can. It's expensive in every single way. But, you know, you already know that, so you don't need me to tell you that.
But what I understand is we have laws in our country about everything, even stupid things. And, you know, that's like saying to gay people, you know, affects them when some guy kisses another guy or holds a hand. Up in my county, in Amador County, I've seen people walk across the street and assault them and start yelling at guys who did that were just visiting. And they say, you know, it affects other people, so you can't do that. I just think that's kind of absurd.
So what are you saying about Belmont banning all smoking?
You know, if there's enough people to get behind it, it's obviously going to pass.
Well, it did. I think it has passed, and I'll tell you something. It's a public health issue. Somebody called in to tell us that secondhand cigarette smoke is a Class A carcinogen. So it isn't only that you're going to want to. It isn't only that you're committing a slow form of suicide. You're taking other people with you, and I don't want. And I don't, Alex. We love you dearly, but I don't want to go. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. David in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, David.
Hi, Enid. How are you doing today?
Ah, perky as usual.
Oh, you sound perky.
Thank you.
But, you know, I just wanted to say I'm a gay male and I've been with my partner for 16 years.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations, right?
Yes, absolutely congratulations. If you last more than 20 minutes in California, you get a medal.
Well, you know something? How many people in the straight world can say that they've been together for 16 years with the same person? Not many.
No, not many.
So, well, my question is to you. I mean, I've never, like, cheated on my partner, but there's been temptation of me wanting to, but, you know, but I just don't want to do it because I know that that'll be the end of it. And we own everything together, so it'll be my loss. You know what I'm saying?
But if you're attracted to somebody, would you admit it to your partner? Or would you keep that little piece of news to yourself?
Right. If I was cheating on somebody, I would admit it up front before even thinking about
it. I'm not talking about cheating. I'm not talking about cheating. Just being attracted to somebody. If you're attracted to somebody, would you admit it to your partner, and is that a good thing to do? Does that make the relationship sexier, or does that make your partner feel like maybe you're not as interested in him?
No, as long as I can look, as long as I don't touch. Right?
Yeah, but are you going to admit to your partner that you're attracted to somebody else, or would you keep that quiet? Is that going to help your relationship, or is it going to hurt it?
Well, it's not going to hurt it. The fact of the matter is, you know, like it says, you know, everybody, you know, all men are beautiful that I can look at. There's a lot of good-looking guys that I can admit to that I...
Okay, well, I think, you know what, we lost you. David, I thank you for the call. 349-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. We have a line or two open, 866-620-61320. We're talking about a couple of things. We're talking about this, the strictest smoking ban in the country appears to be taking hold in Belmont in San Mateo County. First U.S. city to ban all smoking. And the new marital advice. If you're thinking of having an affair, psychologists, marital therapists are suggesting or advising that you admit it to your beloved. I don't know if that's such a great idea, to tell you the truth. Apparently that's the advice du jour. But I would have second thoughts about that. What about you? And if you've tried it, what has happened? Somebody called in to say that they fell into that trap a while ago when the wife said, which of my four friends are you most attracted to? And when he named the name, that was it. They never saw that couple again. 349-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Okay, well, just really quick before the traffic, every time I've said, man, that guy is hot, that's probably why I've never been married. I mean, I just don't know. I know I've always felt like John Cena or The Rock. Mm-mm. But you know what? I'm not going to stop telling them that every time.
You mean when you tell them they're hot, they don't marry you?
Well, I just think that, you know, the relationship gets a little cold after that. Anyway, speaking of cold, it is going to be about 42 degrees tonight. I guess that's nice jacket weather. A little bit of rain. We're going to see some sprinkles on through the next couple of days. However, highs near 62 tomorrow. The traffic slowed down south by 99. We have 50 slowed down at Watt Avenue. And the guy that just called a little bit ago, Highway 50 is how he said it. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Enid Goldstein, a sign of intelligent life in the political universe. On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Party, special occasion, business luncheon, or just for the holidays. Want a great idea that's healthy? Edible arrangements. Fruit arrangements that look so good to eat because you can. Edible arrangements. Fresh, delicious, and wonderfully unforgettable. Edible arrangements. Call today, 784-6639. That's 784-6639.
More than $2 million. That's right. After this year's 8th annual Sacramento Magazine Best of Sacramento Party, more than $2 million will have been raised for our local March of Dimes. Mark this date, Thursday, November 30th at the Sacramento Convention Center from 4:30 to 10 o'clock. Dress up and come to the celebration of everything that's great about our region with more than 200 of Sacramento Magazine's top subscribers and editors' picks showcasing their best. Enjoy the best food and drinks, shops, desserts, entertainment, and celebrities. At 9 p.m., everyone parties to the hottest dance band in our region, Wonder Bread 5. Tickets are now on sale at the Community Center box office, 264-5181, or visit tickets.com. Best of all, every penny of your ticket price goes to the March of Dimes. Sponsored in part by the Hard Rock Cafe, Total Beauty Experience, Harley Davidson of Elk Grove, Milgard Windows, and the Firehouse Restaurant.
Is your kitchen the heart of your home where everyone gathers for the holidays? Why not redecorate by replacing your unattractive cabinets with beautiful, new, functional cabinets? Loomis Cabinet Sales will replace your old cabinets with the cabinets you dreamed of in just 3 to 4 weeks. You'll have a beautiful new kitchen gathering place just in time for the holidays.
Visit Sacramento's largest cabinet showroom and choose from over 500 styles. Loomis Cabinet Sales Design Team will turn your kitchen dream into reality.
Loomis Cabinet Sales beats big box store prices and doesn't compromise on personal service.
For a limited time, get a free stainless steel dishwasher with your purchase of new kitchen cabinets. Now that's got to put you in the holiday spirit.
Treat yourself this holiday season with your brand new dream kitchen of new cabinets from Loomis Cabinet Sales and a free stainless steel dishwasher. Some restrictions apply. Call Loomis Cabinet Sales at 916-638-5655 for your free consultation or look them up at loomiscabinetsales.com.
Now, 349-1320.
6:39 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7. Yes, turn it up. I have some news about smoking. R.J. Reynolds has apparently increased the level of nicotine in its cigarettes by 10% over the past 5 years, and they are increasing their marketing to the third world to make up for the lost sales in countries that have a few of those regulations that the corporate fundamentalists hate so much. So just, it's hard enough. What do they say about cigarettes, that it's more addictive than crack cocaine? It's hard enough to quit. But when the cigarette companies are adding to the nicotine level, and they're sort of soft peddling it, so you really don't know. They're just, they're increasing your addiction. 3-4-9-13-20, 866-626-1320. And for those of you thinking of having an affair, that's a good thing to share with your beloved. A lot of marital therapists think that it is. What are your thoughts about it? If you're a shrink, if you're a psychologist, if you're a therapist of some sort, I'd love your thoughts about that. Sandra in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid.
Hey, Sandra.
Listen, the whole smoking thing, I mean, it's a pretty despicable product. I used to smoke, and, thankfully I've been smoke-free for almost a year now, and it was the most difficult habit to stop. It's incredible. But I have a novel idea. Why not ban the product? It's obviously deadly and disgusting and harmful.
Wait a minute. Ban it? What happened when we banned, when we had prohibition? What happens when we ban cocaine? It flourishes, and then there's a brisk underground trade.
I know.
And then a pack of cigarettes costs you $5 million.
I know, but it's just sort of, people just go around and around about those cigarettes. In the meantime, these rapacious corporations continue raking in the money. It's never addressed with them. They're putting out a deadly, dangerous product.
Sandra, how did you quit smoking?
Listen, I was just so fed up with it and desperate. Desperation is what drove me. I just quit cold turkey. It was the most hideous thing for about a week, and then all of a sudden, sweet freedom, all right?
I think that's wonderful. That's how I did it.
Yeah, and I was just so grateful.
That first week is really tough, and after that, it's really much, much, much better.
It was horrific, but you know what? I mean, the only downside is I put on weight, but that's nothing compared to, the years I probably added to my life, so I'm quite, happy about it.
Well, congratulations to you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Sandra. 3-4-9-13-20 opens up a line. Erin in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Erin.
Hi, Enid. How's it going?
It's going pretty well.
Well, I have two comments, one on each topic, if you have time, really quick.
Yeah.
First thing that I really find ironic about smokers, not that I'm prejudiced against them, I think it's tragic, but the whole smoking outside thing, people who live in condos and apartments and just anybody, any smokers, I grew up in a household full of smokers that they don't smoke in their house. They refuse to have their walls turning yellow and the foul smell sticking to their carpet and their sheets and their clothes and everything else, so they go outside to smoke. But then that's, the big complaint is, it's then now me walking by or up the stairwell or whatever, I have to smell it. Or like the lady said, she couldn't have her windows open because it comes right into her windows from the smokers downstairs.
That's right.
And I just find that so ironic. And those are the people that are going to be complaining about this law, the people that refuse to mess up their own inside of their house.
They want to mess up your lungs instead.
Yeah. Hmm. And the thing about the if you're thinking about having an affair, here's the thing. If you're already to the point where you're going to have an affair, you're thinking about this person to the extent of trying to make plans to get together, it's already too late. And, you tell your spouse you lose your whole marriage, whatever, whatever, but apparently there's problems and you should get out of your marriage anyway.
Well, wait a minute. If it's not that at that point, not that you're making plans, but you're just attracted to somebody,
uh-huh.
These therapists are now advising confessing the temptation. Why should you confess it?
No,
I don't know if that's a good idea. Unless what somebody says is, I'm attracted to so and so, but you, dear, I love and I'm always going to be faithful. Semper Fi, honey.
No, I'm with you on that, Enid, because I come from relationships where if I can't be open with the person who I love and who's my best friend, who I'm supposed to be sharing my life with, to be able to say, hey, I find that person attractive, and vice versa, they should be able to say that to me without me feeling insecure. It's a level of security in your relationship, and if you don't have that, then you shouldn't be saying anything. But you know, and I'm not going to judge that type of relationship. But for me, I just think that people should be able to be secure enough and open enough in their relationship to say those things. But that doesn't mean that that works in every relationship.
Well, I think you make a really good point that if it's a secure enough relationship, you can make certain admissions.
Right.
But there are people who in insecure relationships keep it insecure by admitting all kinds of attractions, and so then they keep the other person off guard.
Absolutely. I don't think it's a good
or off balance. I mean,
across the board.
Yeah. Erin, I thank you very much for the call.
Sure.
349-1320, 866-626-1320. Frank in Folsom. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Frank.
Oh, yeah, hi, Enid. I just want to make a quick comment and agree with something one of your other callers said about banning cigarettes. I think that Belmont is actually doing the right thing, and I think that the government should probably step in and just sort of, you know, ban the sale of cigarettes in the U.S. and probably stop the growth of tobacco, too.
Well, how much has banning drugs stopped the drug distribution in this country?
I'm sorry?
How much has banning drugs, certain drugs, marijuana, cocaine, heroin. How much is banning all of that stuff, criminalizing it, stopped its availability?
Well, that's not the point. I think the point is that, you know, that cigarettes are basically the only consumer product that if you use it the way it's intended to, it's guaranteed to have adverse health effects against you.
Yeah,
you know,
well, I mean, so are guns.
To actually be shot at another person. I mean,
yes.
Self-defense and a rifle is made.
Well, all right, but wait a minute. So you're saying, all right, so think this through. Take me through it, Frank. You decide because if you use it the way it's intended to be used, you're gonna kill yourself sooner. Of course, nobody dies in California unless they smoke or eat red meat, but you kill yourself sooner, presumably, than if you did. So we make a law and we make cigarette smoking illegal. And then what happens?
Well, I mean, if you stop the growth of, if you tell people who are growing tobacco that it's now illegal to grow tobacco, you know, large tobacco companies, basically you'll put, you know, large tobacco companies like Philip Morris and RJR out of business. I understand what you're saying. You know,
all right, so take it further. All right, so you tell the tobacco companies you can't grow tobacco anymore for cigarettes. Well, what about cigars? Are you going to make those illegal too?
Absolutely.
How about smoking a pipe? All right, wait a minute. So you say to the tobacco companies, adios, your product is now illegal. And then what happens?
Well, I understand what you're trying to say. You're getting at the fact that, like, just like, you know, what we call illegal drugs, there'll be an underground, you know, market for them.
And right. People are addicted, and so they're going to figure out a way to get it. They will import it from Canada. They will go to Canada for their cigarettes, or they will get it in Mexico, get their cigarettes in Mexico, or they will go online to get cigarettes, or they will go to tribes. I think maybe might be exempt from this. I'm not sure. They might be able to get their cigarettes from tribes and maybe even at a lower price. I don't know.
So
what have you accomplished? You spent a ton of money to get this thing passed. You get a ton of money to implement it, a bureaucracy that will implement this. And what have you gained? How do you restrain people from committing a slow form of suicide if they are intent on doing that?
But the point is, we cocaine and heroin are legal because they're dangerous to use and they will kill you. Cigarettes will kill you too, and it says something about society that says, you know what, we're going to make this illegal because this is bad for you, and it will.
Rat poison will kill you also. A lot of things will kill you, Frank, and it isn't only. So if you're gonna make a list of all the things that are going to kill you, and you're going to make those illegal, you are wasting your time. People will find other things that will kill them that may be legal for the moment.
But rat, you're not supposed to eat rat poison or take it. You're supposed to use it to poison rats. You're supposed to put a cigarette in your mouth, inhale it. And if you do that, your risk of having adverse health effects are much increased versus the general.
Yeah, population. But you're not making the case for making cigarettes. You think you have a solution for this issue, and it's no solution whatsoever. It's only the illusion of a solution, and an expensive illusion at that. It doesn't solve the problem. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What do you think about what Frank had to say? If you use the product as it's intended, it will not. But, you know, hey, let me tell you something. They are tracking old people, and I mean people who are in three digits, that old, in 100 and something, to find out about their genetic sequences and so on. And I was reading about this particular family, the brother and a couple of sisters or vice versa, in a family, they're all 100, over 100 years old, and they all smoke. They're over 100 years old, and they all smoke. So not everybody. And see, and I don't want this to be an endorsement of smoking, because your goddess here is very anti-smoking for a lot of reasons. But these people are so hardy, this particular family, that they smoke, and they're over 100 years old. One of them is 105. 349-1320, 866-26-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Okay, Enid, I just want to tell you that my grandmother lived to be 103, and she ate raw meat, okay? And she raised cattle her whole life. So I don't know if that's...
There's a study about the correlation between eating red meat and cancer, but they think it's because all the red meat has got all those hormones in it, and maybe when your grandmother was alive, they didn't put that into the meat.
No, very organic. It was my first slaughter. But anyway, speaking of, Southbound 99 right by Fruit Ridge Road. We do have a three-car crash. Everyone's okay, though. No injuries. We do have 150 going over top of the mountain. And what avenue? Slowed down almost to a stop. I'm not sure what's going on over there, but it's slow. Around the Capitol and on the way to Roseville as well. Enid Live continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's talk radio for the left of us. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Want to get to the next level of your career? If working harder at your job won't help, work smarter by earning a bachelor's or master's degree at University of Phoenix, the nation's largest accredited private university. It's college designed for busy working adults. In most cases, you can earn a degree in only 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-340-9544. At the University of Phoenix Sacramento Valley campus, the small classes are designed for working adults with busy lives. You'll cover more material in less time with convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. Call now for a brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more. 1-866-340-9544. Programs vary by campus. Call University of Phoenix now. 1-866-340-9544. That's 1-866-340-9544.
More than $2 million. That's right. After this year's 8th annual Sacramento Magazine Best of Sacramento Party, more than $2 million will have been raised for our local March of Dimes. Mark this date. Thursday, November 30th at the Sacramento Convention Center from 4:30 to 10 o'clock. Dress up and come to the celebration of everything that's great about our region with more than 200 of Sacramento Magazine's top subscribers and editors' picks showcasing their best. Enjoy the best food and drinks, shops, desserts, entertainment, and celebrities. At 9 p.m., everyone parties to the hottest dance band in our region, Wonder Bread 5. Tickets are now on sale at the Community Center box office, 264-5181, or visit tickets.com. Best of all, every penny of your ticket price goes to the March of Dimes. Sponsored in part by the Hard Rock Cafe, Total Beauty Experience, Harley Davidson of Elk Grove, Milgard Windows, and the Firehouse Restaurant.
Is your kitchen the heart of your home where everyone gathers for the holidays? Why not redecorate by replacing your unattractive cabinets with beautiful, new, functional cabinets? Luna's Cabinet Sales will replace your old cabinets with the cabinets you dreamed of in just 3 to 4 weeks. You'll have a beautiful new kitchen gathering place just in time for the holidays.
Visit Sacramento's largest cabinet showroom and choose from over 500 styles. Luna's Cabinet Sales Design Team will turn your kitchen dream into reality.
Luna's Cabinet Sales beats big box store prices and doesn't compromise on personal service.
For a limited time, get a free stainless steel dishwasher with your purchase of new kitchen cabinets. Now that's got to put you in the holiday spirit.
Treat yourself this holiday season with your brand new dream kitchen of new cabinets from Loomis Cabinet Sales and a free stainless steel dishwasher. Some restrictions apply. Call Loomis Cabinet Sales at 916-638-5655 for your free consultation or look them up at loomiscabinetsales.com.
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel action calendar. Sacramento's Media Edge presents a film screening of Shadow Company on Tuesday, November 21st at the Crest Theater at 7:30 p.m. In the late 20th century, the distinction between soldier and mercenary became blurred. The recent use of private military companies in Iraq has been more extensive than at any time in modern history. Shadow Company is a groundbreaking full-length documentary that explores the moral and ethical issues private military solutions create and addresses the risks of allowing profit-motivated corporations into the business of war. See Shadow Company Tuesday, November 21st at 7:30 p.m. at at Sacramento's Crest Theater. Admission is $5. The screening benefits local alternative media, including Media Edge. More information is at wethemedia.tv or on the events page at 1320leftchannel.com.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekday. Is that Brittany? Isn't she getting divorced? She's worth more than $100 million. She's got all these companies worldwide and an ironclad prenup to that jerk that she was married to who fell into the gravy boat and then was horrible to her. Isn't all these guys? 349-1320, Brian in West Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Brian.
Hey, I was just calling about the smoking and the public health care.
Yes, yes.
What if you had a disease caused by smoking, what if your health care just didn't cover you?
I'm not following you.
That way we just, instead of banning smoking, you choose to smoke, you can still smoke, and if you get...
So in other words, because we are all sort of in the same health care pool, we don't give you any health care coverage, is that the deal, if you decide to smoke?
Yeah.
Toss that out there. We're all paying. You know, all right, so let's say we do that. You decide you're going to smoke. If you want to commit a slow form of suicide, fine, don't take me with you, and I'm not paying for it. Supposing you're a pork chop. Supposing you're fat. And that you know, and it causes a high blood pressure, diabetes, possibility of stroke is increased incrementally, astronomically. We're going to pay for that, too, because you decided not to lose weight?
Yeah. Why should I pay for somebody's
so you don't
bad
pay,
choices?
You don't want to pay for anything. Brian, I don't think we can do that. I think we're stuck, but it's an interesting idea. Thank you for floating it. 349-1320 D in Amador County. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, D.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. I just wanted to say that this, not the last gentleman before, was talking about making it illegal to grow tobacco, you know, period. I recently lived in the South for 12 years, and there's a lot of families back there that depend on growing tobacco. I'm not saying it's right, I'm not saying it's wrong, but that is their whole lively income. If this gentleman would like to take care of their family while these people have nothing else to grow, then that would be lovely. But that's not going to happen.
Okay, so you're saying we're not going to outlaw the tobacco farmers?
No.
And you're not going to outlaw cigarettes either, I mean, because it's not going to be useful. People are still going to smoke, and they're going to figure out how to get it some other way.
Correct. I think that is almost a point of socialism.
Okay. I thank you for weighing in, D. 349-1320. Steve in Lincoln. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Steve.
Yeah, hi. The other fact that most Americans don't know about is that American cigarette manufacturers add sugar to the tobacco.
Well, we know they're adding nicotine, and over the last 10 years, I think, or last few years, R.J. Reynolds has added it something like 10%.